is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. With his presidency rapidly winding down, Inauguration Day 2 months away, President Biden getting the U.S. more deeply involved in the war in Ukraine. First, he gave Ukraine the go-ahead to fire long-range missiles into Russian territory, which Ukraine has done. And now, there's this.
A U.S. official confirmed to the BBC that Ukraine would be supplied with what it's long been asking for, anti-personnel mines to impede the advance of Russian troops. It's a significant change in policy. 2 years ago, the Biden administration committed to limit the export of such weapons because of concerns about the long-lasting risk to civilian populations.
The BBC's John Sudworth. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine's capital is closing after being warned of a potentially significant air attack. Former wrestling executive Linda McMahon is President-elect Trump's pick for Education Secretary. She had chaired the SBA during the first Trump term. Dr. Mehmet Oz tapped to run Medicare and Medicaid services, and its billionaire Howard Lutnick for Commerce Secretary. Forecasters call it a bomb cyclone, a powerful weather system battering the Pacific Northwest, leaving hundreds of thousands without power. Fierce winds and torrential rains across parts of Northern California, Oregon, and Washington State.
It's going to be a multi-day event with very heavy rainfall over several days. And when it's all done, it looks like the rainfall totals, especially across northwestern California, are probably going to be in excess of a foot.
The National Weather Service's Bob Orovec. The Los Angeles City Council has voted unanimously to declare L.A. a sanctuary city. A follow-up vote is required. Then it's on to Mayor Karen Bass, who says that she supports the ordinance. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures positive territory. The Dow futures are up 74 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 15. The S&P futures 5 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Hear that? The sound of your antique fountain pen gliding across linen paper as you journal in the park. And if you were here, you'd be inspired by the warm breeze. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the wind in your face on the road is all the inspiration you need. So if you ride, get a quote and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Now that's inspiring. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Bible.
Good morning, 603, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Some early problems down south towards the Capitol Beltway. There looks like an incident here. I think this is an accident. Southbound 95 at the bridge at Cherry Hill Road. Everybody's pretty much off to the side, but there are a number of flashing lights, and already we're getting a little bit slow in that area as you're traveling to and from the Capitol Beltway on 95. And then on the Capitol Beltway, there was an incident on the inner loop at New Hampshire Avenue. So now the backup was going back towards University Boulevard, which is normally the side. It's not too bad, but right now we're backed up. The vehicles are apparently now on the shoulder. The Beltway locally looks good. We're already busy southbound going into both the harbor tunnels, but with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds are here. Rain is on the way. Scattered showers later this afternoon. 64 the high today. Tomorrow, sunny and dry. Cooler, 52. Another chance of more rain, scattered showers Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 51 degrees, a couple degrees warmer downtown. Downtown Baltimore is 54 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Here are today's headlines. Maryland State Delegate Nino Mangione hosted a town hall regarding the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project last night. He has been an opponent of the 70-mile power line project that would cut through Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties. And the meeting at Hereford High School included an attorney from Save Our Communities to answer questions from residents and help them to understand their rights if the project ends up moving forward. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown has joined a bipartisan coalition of attorneys general calling on Congress to pass the Kids Online Safety Act. The coalition wants to see the legislation passed before the end of the year, stressing the urgent need to address the crisis of youth mental health linked to social media use. A Baltimore woman has pled guilty to witness intimidation in the case of a squeegee teen who shot and killed Timothy Reynolds in 2022. In court yesterday, 25-year-old Twishay Tyler admitted to impersonating a representative of Metro Crime Stoppers and sending a threatening text message to a witness. She has now been sentenced to 20 years in prison with all time suspended, 5 years, though, of supervised probation. And city police investigating a deadly two-vehicle crash in northwest Baltimore. Officers called to West Northern Parkway and Liberty Heights shortly before 9:30 last night, found a person who was dead at the scene after being thrown from one of the vehicles. It's 6:05. WCBM Stein on Sports is next.
Are you currently of age and using your Medicare health insurance? Are you new or soon to enroll with Medicare? Confused with Medicare ads on TV for AEP 2025? Are you aware of the new birthday rule that allows you to save money on premiums with Medigap plans, no questions asked? Then call John Richardson, a local agent whose 17 years of Medicare expertise has been helping Medicare beneficiaries understand the choices that are guaranteed by Medicare at no cost to you. John gives you choices among Advantage, Medicare supplemental, drug plans or extras with dental, vision, and hearing. Call 443-529-9109 or jsr-insurance.com or 443-529-9109.
JSR Insurance does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, JSR represents 15 organizations offering a total of 60 products in your area. Contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program to get information on all options.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So, 10 games into the season, and the Ravens have confirmed now some personnel moves in an attempt to solve their back-end issues on defense. Until further notice, the starting safeties are Kyle Hamilton and Ardarius Washington, with Marcus Williams and Eddie Jackson relegated to the bench. Here's Coach Harbaugh on that.
Yeah, that was a plan going in. Those two guys, we were trying to attack some issues that we had in the back end, as everybody knows, and I thought they played well back there. Those guys did a good job. Ardarius had earned that opportunity. He earned that chance by the way he practiced, and then also by the way he played when he was in there during the course of the season.
And with Arthur Millette now out, the Ravens made a move yesterday, signing veteran defensive back Desmond King to the practice squad. He was with the Texans. The 9-year veteran was a first-team All-Pro back in 2018 with the Chargers. Orioles news, as expected, Corbin Burns and Anthony Santander have rejected the Birds' qualifying offer for $21.05 million. It does not close the door on the Orioles re-signing either, but if they don't, the Birds will receive a supplemental draft pick. NBA hardwood last night, the Celtics ended the Cavaliers' 15-0 run to start the season. It was 121-117 at the Garden. Jason Tatum with 33 points and 12 rebounds. And in college basketball, Canisius probably shouldn't have been on the same court last night with Maryland. 108-37, the final. The 71-point margin was the second largest in Maryland history. And at one point in the first half, the score was Maryland 52, Canisius 6. Coming up at 6:35, Trump's sack dance gets the okie dokie from the NFL. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Time
Good morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. It is, of course, a Wednesday. No, it's not Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
It is Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
It is Wednesday. What day? I don't even know what day it is. It is Wednesday.
Does anybody really know what time
it is? It's hump day, folks. Yeah. November the 20th, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott in the process of being mercilessly mocked.
Yes, more on that later. Of course, it could continue all show, folks.
It could.
But you can join the conversation, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagerick. Top story for you here this morning. Congresswoman Nancy Mace is talking about a resolution on Capitol Hill to ban biological males from using the women's bathrooms and changing rooms on Capitol Hill. The reason why is because for some reason, there must be something in the water in Delaware, because Delaware voters sent a biological male. His name is Timothy McBride, who identifies as a female. Sarah McBride won election as the Congress's first trans congressperson. And an ABC reporter decided to try to ambush Nancy Mace on the steps of Capitol Hill.
So the question is, with your piece of legislation about banning women from using...
100% yes.
My question to you is...
And it doesn't go far enough. I'll be filing more bills.
You have said that it was created in response to Congresswoman-elect McBride.
100%.
But should legislation be created targeted at one specific person?
It doesn't mention anyone in the legislation, but
you've said it was aimed at her.
No, I have said it's a result of this. I'm not going to allow biological men into women's private spaces. I will stand in the brink and stand in the way of anyone on the radical left who thinks that it's okay for a penis to be in a women's locker room or a bathroom or a changing room. Hell no. I'm not going to stand for it. And the speaker said it would be in the House rules package. If it's not, I'll be ready with a motion, a privileged motion, to force a vote on this. This is not okay.
No,
yeah, she may want to rethink the term House Rules Package while discussing all of that. But then she said, the Democrats don't get it. They still don't understand the reasons why they lost.
No.
It is just amazing. Speaker Johnson took to the podium yesterday and defined exactly what's going to happen on Capitol Hill.
A man is a man, and a woman is a woman, and a man cannot become a woman. That said, I also believe, that's what Scripture teaches, what I just said, but I also believe that we treat everybody with dignity. And so we can do and believe all those things at the same time.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying she applauds Congresswoman Nancy Mace, who, by the way, was sexually assaulted when she was 16 years old.
And
took
years.
25 years to recover and have the courage to come out and talk about that. But Marjorie Taylor Greene says this is just a resolution. It doesn't go far enough. It's not legislation. It's just basically saying you shouldn't do this. It's not that you shall not do this. So we may get to that point. But this is the Democrat agenda. They want to inconvenience. They want to make women as a group lose their privacy and let biological males invade their space on Capitol Hill of all places. There's more on this coming up.
Yeah, whereas now on this one, National Organization of Women, they should be speaking out. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
The big delays, 95 South, Powder Mill Road, to an incident down here we mentioned right at the top at Cherry Hill Road on the right side. Several vehicles are involved. They're getting most of the lanes by, but we are slow from Powder Mill Road, and we may back up towards 198 if you're going south to the Capitol Beltway. Then on the Capitol Beltway, a wreck this morning on the inner loop. That's the side where you come over from 29 to New Hampshire Avenue. Normally not a lot of problems there. This time, two of the right lanes are blocked, and there is a backup that goes back beyond Route 29 and towards Georgia Avenue. So problems leaving Georgia Avenue and eventually over towards I-95. There is going to be a problem, at least a brief delay in Rosedale. Crews are working on a water main break. They're in the area at Golden Ring Road at Kenwood Avenue. That's just inside the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast today. Scattered showers possible starting this afternoon. 64 widespread rain, even thunder overnight. It'll be sunny and dry tomorrow. 52. So cold front moving through. It's going to bring that shower activity and drop the temperatures down. Rain returns on Friday. Right now, 49 and partly cloudy in Pikesville. 49 in the city. Time for some one-liner news. Starting in January, drivers entering New York City will face congestion pricing. They'll pay a toll of $9 to drive into Manhattan. Now, Kathy Hochul, the governor, says, hey, such a deal. I'm saving you money. It was $15.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to save you 40%. And you should be grateful for that.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's been a bit, a year or two, but I was thinking Holland Tunnel is more than that right now going in.
Yeah, I would have to say this. You'd have to pay me to drive into Manhattan.
True.
Yeah, exactly. About 130 hamsters broke out of their holding containers on a flight to Portugal.
No kidding.
The plane was grounded for 4 days to recover every single escaped rodent. Sounds like a movie plot. Hamsters on a plane.
Hamsters on a plane.
Why don't you get one of those little wheels that can just fly it themselves?
It probably never, it wasn't Spirit. Sorry. State-of-the-art.
That's the Spirit.
State-of-the-art digital technology has allowed historians to recreate the voice of Richard III some 540 years after the death of the British king. Apparently, he speaks like an English guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
An amazing discovery. Kim Kardashian is the first star to receive Elon Musk's new humanoid robot, Optimus. Kim has been showing the robot off on her social media. I watched a video of it yesterday on X and saw the amazing creature with fake body parts. Oh, and then there's the robot.
And then there's Kim Kardashian.
Kind of that. Somehow that line wasn't delivered properly. Blue Sky, the new social media platform, billed as a more sane version of X. They have now 20 million crying lefties have gone on. And Jack Dorsey, the old Twitter guy, is involved with this.
Good for him.
And I just scrolled through a couple of it yesterday. Jim Comey's on there. A bunch of whiny liberals are basically...
fine.
Yeah, Biden regime is already censoring it, so it'll feel like home to them.
Yes.
Entertainment icon Cher is released part one of her memoir. In it, she confesses that during her marriage to Sonny Bono, the relationship drove them to thoughts of murder and suicide.
Wow. Some of her music does that to me.
Yeah. Well, just watching the Sonny and Cher show could have done that.
That's it.
Fans of Wicked.
Chastity? What around the Chastity?
Yeah. What's Chastity's name now?
Chaz.
Right, yeah.
She's a Chaz, all right.
Fans of Wicked.
I don't know what that means, but it sounded good.
Yeah. Fans of...
Does the boxcar mean anything?
New movie out, Wicked. Apparently, the moviegoers are singing along with the film, because it was a Broadway hit.
Yeah.
And so they're singing along with the film, and the folks at Movie House are saying, please do not sing along, because it's distracting to the other moviegoers. Because they want to hear the actual singers, the bathroom singers. They also have a message for Ariana Grande, please don't lick the donuts. You know, as remember her and her boyfriend.
Yes.
Yeah. Post Malone is teaming up with Jelly Roll for the 2025 Big Ass Stadium Tour. That's what they're calling it.
Okay.
You know, like
large donkeys everywhere, apparently.
If you're lucky, you get close enough, you can read their face tattoos right there in the front row. And finally, a study from the University of Geneva has solved the age-old question, which came first, chicken or the egg? What do you think the study concluded?
Both.
No.
The egg came first.
Yes.
Yeah.
They said that they found a single-celled organism that contained the genetic machinery for creating eggs a billion years before animals existed. So there's the answer. The egg came first.
Eggs, you know.
Right. And the next big scientific question, why did the chicken cross the road?
Yeah.
We're going to have to get to that
one. Get on the other side.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, the Department of Government Efficiency, being headed up by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, and Rand Paul talked about this yesterday a little bit. Listen to some of the things that they already have on the chopping block. DOJ is involved in seeing what makes a sunfish more aggressive, gin or tequila. $100,000 went to that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, to see if cocaine makes Japanese quail more sexually promiscuous.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
$1 million
Yeah.
was spent on that. $750,000 to determine if Neil Armstrong's famed line was actually one small step for man or one small step for a man. That was inconclusive. We wasted money on that.
Okay.
$2 million spent on a construction of kelp and shellfish nursery in Maine. And here's one locally. $249,000 was given to the Baltimore Symphony. Why just the Baltimore Symphony?
Yeah.
How come not all the symphonies get money? Why was just the Baltimore Symphony? I'm sure that maybe,
well, maybe it was a
big
grant,
government Ben or yeah. Chris Van Hollow had something to do with that.
No, it was a grant application. They probably fill out the grant application papers correctly.
This is an interesting
Those things
one.
Apparently are very yeah. difficult to do.
This is interesting. Over $2 million spent on whether barter hinders or helps the overall economy.
Oh.
Chuck.
What would your analysis of that be?
I don't know.
Does barter...
Couldn't you have saved the government money? You would have done it for $1 million, right?
I know.
Yeah, just give me the cash.
All right.
I'll show you what to do.
Yes.
Just you don't want to pay $500-$600 for a hammer. I can get you one 3-to-1 out of
Show me the money.
Yeah.
You know, you want me to get your the pleasure boat or something? I can have it in about 10 minutes.
Yeah. I think Fred Smoot was on one of those ones.
I think they spent $10,000 one time because they were trying to figure out if Mike Fast wore black socks or no socks with his sandals.
Yes.
That was the conclusion. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It's 6:20. Coming up next, more from Nancy Mace, and she's actually getting death threats. And, boy, it's pretty chilling stuff that she's trying to protect women on Capitol Hill, and the leftist media and the trans activists are melting down. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
For many of you, the past few years have been rough. Inflation high, interest rates spiraling, prices on groceries, utilities, medical costs and insurance rates skyrocketing, forcing many to hold tight on their spending. I, Frank Liber here. Tim Munson, president of AES Builder and Home Improvements, understands your situation, but has some very good news for you. If you've been putting off that new bathroom, kitchen, addition, or remodeling, but there are some necessary projects that must be done first, AES is here to help you get through these difficult times. Right now, AES Builder and Home Improvements is offering several financing options to make it easier to get that project done, no matter how big or small. With AES, you can feel secure knowing they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 5-year free labor warranty. And as always, when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call them today at 1-800-787-SAVE or online at aeshome.us.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy in as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning. It's 6:23, Wednesday morning. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All is well at the Bay Bridge. Looking at you live here right after Route 8 coming on to the main span, primarily westbound, of course. And everybody, there's good. Sandy Point, then over to Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and over towards I-97. Later on, we'll talk about the slowing at I-97 at Route 32. Right now, that is clear. Our problems early have been in and around the Capitol Beltway, a wreck on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway at New Hampshire Avenue, and then an incident southbound on 95 at the bridge at Cherry Hill Road, and there's still some slowing there for that traffic coming down through the ramp area at Powder Mill Road. Most of the activity is off to the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, scattered showers possible starting this afternoon, 64. The expected high, widespread rain, even thunder overnight, and then it all gets out here pretty quickly. Sunny, dry, but much cooler tomorrow, 52. Right now, 51, mostly cloudy in Annapolis, and it's 49 in Parkville. We're talking about Congresswoman Nancy Mace. Now, she is talking about introducing a resolution that would not be binding. It would not have the statute of law, because that would be an act of legislation. That's what Marjorie Taylor Greene would like to see. And this would prevent biological men from using the women's spaces on Capitol Hill. That would be bathrooms, locker rooms, et cetera. You know, there is a members' gym where both genders can lift. I'm sure. Imagine this. We have a female gym, we have a members' gym, and we have a male gym. Is that taxpayer money being spent wisely? But here she is defending her resolution.
So that being a feminist makes me an extremist. I'm totally here for it.
Is this effort in response to Congresswoman McBride's coming to Congress?
Yes, and absolutely, and then some. I'm not going to stand for a man. You know, if someone with a penis is in the women's locker room, that's not okay. And I'm a victim of abuse myself. I'm a rape survivor. I have PTSD from the abuse I've suffered at the hands of a man. And I know how vulnerable women and girls are in private spaces. So I'm absolutely 100% going to stand in the way of any man who wants to be in a women's restroom, in our locker rooms, in our changing rooms. I will be there fighting you every step of the way.
Yeah, and that is, this is something the Democrats are now doubling down on, because this is one of the issues, along with, of course, the border and the economy. It was the common culture issue, where you had men competing as women in collegiate sports.
Yeah.
You know, volleyball teams and swim teams led to the Riley Gaines, and she had a big, you know, her that movement is, I think, drove a lot of women, suburban women, to vote for the Trump-Vance camp.
These are moms, you know.
Yeah, these are moms.
They're taking a look at their daughters and saying, I don't want my daughter getting run over in the middle of a field hockey game by some guy who's now decided he's going to play in the women's team.
And then you have the transgender issue of being invading the women's spaces. And then, of course, the mutilation of young women and men, young boys and girls, actually, through these transsexual surgeries. And the Democrats yesterday, well, they showed that they are doubling down, one by reelecting Hakeem Jeffries, and two, by continuing to push this sick, insane agenda.
Going back to the trans-related issues, you know, talk about this legislation all day. Should there be accommodations made for trans members of Congress? And if so, what should they be?
As Catherine Clark indicated, the notion that this incoming small House Republican conference majority is beginning to transition to the new Congress by bullying a member of Congress. This is what we're doing. This is the lesson that you've drawn.
Yeah, the lesson is men should not be in women's bathrooms. Is that a hard lesson for the Democrats?
But that's bullying. See, that's bullying. In the Democrat lexicon, that is bullying when you're trying to protect women in their private spaces and give them their privacy. That's now bullying in the Democrat semantic kingdom. We have a trans activist that is now threatening Congresswoman Nancy Mace.
This video goes out to Congresswoman Nancy Mace. Congresswoman Nancy Mace, I hope that one day I do find you in that woman's bathroom and I grab your ratty looking hair and drag your face down to the floor while I repeatedly bash it in until the blood's everywhere and you're dead. Thank you. I hope that Nancy Mace receives this message well.
Yeah, I do too, and I hope that the FBI does as well.
Andy Ngo, of course, who is a conservative, found this individual resides in Portland, Oregon, so he has reported that person to the local authorities, and hopefully they do receive, because talk about dignity and respect, talk about bullying. Somebody ought to play that for Hakeem Jeffries. But look, make no mistake, we won a major battle on 5 November, but the war continues, and until they are completely conquered and vanquished, we need to show up for battle each and every day.
6:29 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hey, listen, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Now, the weather is changing every day nowadays, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you'll find them at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
6:30, time for the latest news headlines. And here's Bruce.
Thanks. Sean Baldwin has pled guilty to witness intimidation in the case of a squeegee teen who shot and killed Timothy Reynolds in 2022. In court yesterday, 25-year-old Trisha Tyler admitted to impersonating a representative of Metro Crime Stoppers and sending a threatening text message to a witness. She has been sentenced to 20 years in prison with all time suspended and 5 years of supervised probation. She must also complete an outpatient treatment program for addiction and mental health issues. Shady police investigating a deadly two-vehicle crash in northwest Baltimore. Officers called to West North and Parkway in Liberty Heights shortly before 9:30 last night found a person who was dead at the scene after being thrown from one of the vehicles. A 41-year-old woman and a 13-year-old girl hurt in the crash. They were taken to a hospital, non-life-threatening injuries. Crash remains under investigation. A 67-year-old man hospitalized after he was shot in northeast Baltimore last night. Police say the shooting happened in the 6600 block of Hartford Road at around 5:30 p.m., middle of afternoon rush hour. Victim suffered a gunshot wound to the leg, taken to a hospital in stable condition. No word on a suspect or a motive. Baltimore man accused of shooting a co-worker along I-95 apparently blamed the victim for a job demotion. That's according to charging documents in the arrest of Kevin Gross, who's now being held in the Howard County Detention Center for attempted murder and assault. Investigators believe the Monday morning shooting may have been workplace retaliation, and Gross is now being held without bail. 6:32 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
6:32 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick three lottery number from last night, 769, and your pick 4-0848. Now at 6:33. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a wreck on the Beltway. They just cleared one of the vehicles to the right shoulder, outer loop at Delaney Valley Road. There's another vehicle in the median, so they're all off to the side, but right now the backup starts there. It's rapidly going back down the hill towards Lock Raven Boulevard, and now it's going to tie in with that backup coming over from Hartford Road. So it's going to be a little slow already coming in from Parkville and over to Towson with most of the lanes back open. The west side delay now, 795 all the way down into the area at Frederick Road. And already this morning, we're looking at delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Some brake lights beginning on 95 after O'Donnell Street. 895 is already slowing around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds are here. Rain is on the way. Scattered showers later this afternoon. 64 the high today. Tomorrow, sunny and dry. Cooler, 52. Another chance of more rain. Scattered showers Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Staples has amazing deals on everything you need for the holidays, from custom holiday cards and photo gifts to laptops and gaming systems, even shipping solutions. And now save up to $350 on select computers. In-store only. Offer ends 12/28. Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
92 penalties on the year. That leaves the Ravens at number one in a category they'd rather not be. The penalties, according to John Harbaugh, are affecting all three units of the team. But the biggest impact is on the offense.
First of all, too many penalties. Way too many penalties. The penalties on offense are the one thing that is holding us back. That's the biggest issue.
Individually, Patrick McCary leads the league with 6 holding penalties per footballdatabase.com. Ronnie Stanley and Daniel Fa'alele have 4 each, which is tied for 4th most in the league. Elsewhere in the NFL, the house cleaning continues in New York. Jets firing GM Joe Douglas just a few weeks after firing head coach Robert Saleh. Phil Savage, who was with the Ravens from 96 to 04 when they first came to Baltimore, was named interim GM. College football news, Biff Poggi, the former Gilman and St. Francis High School coach, has been fired as head coach of Charlotte University. Poggi was 6-16 in 2 seasons there. Before that, he was an assistant to Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. College basketball last night in College Park was never in doubt. The Terps beat up on Canisius 108-37. The 71-point margin was the second largest in Maryland basketball history. Head coach Kevin Willard after the game.
No matter what, I was going to make a conscious effort and making sure we got to the bench.
Starting Rodney for Deshaun.
Yeah, Rodney, it was. I've been thinking about it for a while.
And Kevin also saying that he played all 12 of his players. 7 were in double digits last night, led by Julian Reese. The Baltimore native had 20 and 12. Local college basketball last night, UMBC was beaten by Hampton 78-68. Marcus Banks with 21, including 5 triples. In the NBA last night, the Boston Celtics ended Cleveland's 15-0 start to the season.
Ball control here. Brown with knee hang on him. Brown spins. Brown.
Mike Breen with a call on TNT. Jaylen Brown was 17, but the big hero was Jason Tatum. 33 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists. The Cavaliers at 15-0 had been only the 3rd team in NBA history to do that. The time now is 6:37. When we return, NFL says Orange Man Dance, good.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Well, apparently the National Football League has no issue with the Trump dance celebrations because it's not only like one player doing it now, it's a recent trend. The first player to do it was Nick Bosa, defensive lineman for the 49ers who wore the MAGA hat in the Sunday night interview, but now it's spread. Not only is it Bosa, but Brock Bowers, Calvin Ridley, Nick Westbrook-Ikinney, Za'Darius Smith, the former Raven, and Malcolm Rodriguez were all seen doing it after a sack, after a fumble recovery. It's all defensive players.
Right.
And they celebrate by doing the Trump dance. Bosa is an okay dancer. Some of them are all right, but it doesn't matter.
How can you tell on
the
Trump dance?
But I noticed they're not really getting the dance right. There are very few people getting the dance right.
Well, they're football players.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're putting their own spin to it, I guess their own creative interpretation of the dance, but at least they're doing the dance. So.
It's just interesting to me that the NFL has to come out and make a statement about it. You know, I mean, they're like even paying more attention to it than it actually even needs.
I want to get your thoughts on this. This is from Gary. He says, years ago, people were up in arms when women were allowed in the dressing rooms of sports teams. So what's the difference from what Marjorie Taylor Greene and Nancy Mace upset about? But that controversy was sports reporters, wasn't it?
Yes,
it was.
Yeah. Yep.
So then they had to make accommodations. You know, the guys had to get properly dressed before they could come out and answer questions. They weren't actually allowed inside the shower rooms and the locker rooms.
No. There's right. The shower rooms are separate. But
but the players, though, after they come out of the shower, they got the towels hanging off their butts, and, you know, it's just all over the place. Look, I'm in the locker room after every Ravens game. I'd actually prefer that the Ravens, I just think it leads to a better situation for the players to come out, you know, to a room and have them one at a time, et cetera. But I understand, though, you want the heat of the moment. You want, you know, in the battle, et cetera. And so that's why, obviously.
At the same time, if you're a reporter going in to talk to these guys, and here they are with everything all hanging out, that's a very artificial situation. You know, you could wait.
What are you saying,
2 minutes. You could wait 2 minutes until they actually get some clothes on. You know, I mean, put on a pair of shorts, anything at all. Put on a robe. I mean, I don't care if it's a fancy Ravens robe that everybody wears. I mean, there's a way of accommodating the interest of reporters and still not exposing everybody to everything.
I actually agree with him.
Except there is the locker room, being a college football player, it is the inner sanctum. That's where you get to blow off steam. There's the emotion of the moment, the game. A lot of times things are said privately among teammates that even coaches aren't given access to.
Well, maybe they should be stayed private then.
But again, the locker room should stay private. Yeah. I agree. All right.
So why are the reporters in there?
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:40.
Sure, interest.
That's 20 all. Minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Chuck is in Cambridge on the Eastern Shore.
Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Doing fine. Good. Thank you.
I'm still listening to you. I think you're top drawer.
Well, thank you.
The dudes that want to be two dents, I got a pair of bolt cutters and some alcohol if they need it.
that's a rancher solution.
Yeah, well, that would make it easy and save them a lot of money that your doctors charge them. So, got to look out for them.
That is true. Chuck, thanks so much for that innovative solution.
Well, yeah. I guess innovation is everywhere in this country. Yes, it is. It's marvelous. A whole country full of entrepreneurs with great new ideas as to handle today's situations. Well, listen, Donald Trump won rather convincingly early November. Yes, we all know this. It's not in doubt, although the Democrats try to chip away one vote at a time to make it seem less convincing. He had an overwhelming win in the Electoral College. He won handily in the popular vote as well. But now the spin from the Democrats is, but you know what? He barely squeaked it out, and it's not a mandate.
By the way, this idea that Trump won with some kind of mandate is not true. I mean, we have information there. He beat Kamala Harris by 1.6%. Joe Biden beat Trump by 4.5%, and nobody said it was a mandate. So get that out of your lips, out of your mouth, these people who are saying it's a mandate. It's not a mandate.
Okay, well, first of all, I think they're looking at the wrong comparison. They're looking at 2020, where you had 15 million extra votes kind of appear. And I say that because in 2016 and in 2024, the vote totals were similar. In 2020, there were these 15 million people who had never voted before and apparently didn't vote this time.
No, but what is similar is that here we are 15 days after the election. They are still counting votes.
Yep.
Now, there are recounts going on in North Carolina for a Supreme Court seat and now in Pennsylvania because the margin was less than 0.5% between McCormick and Casey. Yeah. So those are official recounts. I'm not counting those. But they're still counting votes in congressional seats. And Donald Trump had a 5 million vote lead before they started with the late mail-in ballots and stuff. That has now been shaved to 2.5 million in the popular vote. This is what Democrats do. We've warned about it repeatedly. Jay Valentine, nobody at the RNC wants to listen. Nobody in the Trump campaign wanted to listen how to stop the manufactured ballot crisis, and now it's cutting into the popular vote lead.
Yeah. Also, by the way, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she of Florida and the really curly hair, humidity must be a killer for this gal, says that, look, he won fine, but it certainly wasn't a wave election.
This was not the wave election that the majority of the media is portraying. Voters had a Trump on the ballot the last three elections. We had a very short presidential campaign with our nominee, and there were a lot of other issues as well.
Yeah, lots of other issues. Yeah. So really, he managed to squeak it out.
Like lawfare, like trying to assassinate the guy twice. When you factor all of that in, everything they threw at Donald Trump, that he still stood there fighting and won.
Yeah.
And the way he won in the demographics and the independents, we just got a poll out that he flipped the independents. That's how he emerged victorious. And then you flip the Senate, and of course you're going to hang onto the House. That is a wave election.
Yeah, a man who flips burgers rather consistently, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. The wreck on the Beltway, outer loop at Delaney Valley Road is going to change a little bit here. There's a medic unit now going to be arriving. Most of the activity now is in the median. There is one single vehicle on the right shoulder, Delaney Valley Road. So now, with this medic unit pulling up, and I think sometimes they're going to pull up here, they may block the inside left-hand lane. So we'll see. But the backup starts at Delaney Valley. Now it's going back and joining in to the normal delay coming over from Hartford Road. Now 795 with a new problem. Might be a single vehicle off the roadway after Owings Mills Boulevard, and already a quick delay there coming south on 795 after Owings Mills. Going to have to watch your speed and be prepared for some brake lights as you're moving south from Franklin Boulevard and through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says scattered showers expected today. 64 widespread rain, maybe with a thunderstorm overnight. Brings a cold front through, but it dries out by tomorrow. Sunny, 52, and then rain returns on Friday. Right now, it's 51, partly cloudy in Annapolis, and 48 in Bel Air. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Paul Johnson.
Gravy stains, Duddleson, gravy stains. Look at you. You're a mess.
Miller Lite releasing a limited edition Yule Lager, which they described as a digital beer pouring fireplace.
Oh.
It's basically a piece of furniture and doesn't connect with an actual fireplace, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. It includes a custom LED screen that makes it look like you've got a real fire going on. And then along with custom audio track of crackling fire, and you can dispense beer from it as well.
Oh, okay.
I heard they had one coming out in your honor, Mr. Casey.
Yeah?
It's called the Yule Brenner.
The Yule Brenner, yes.
Oh, wow.
That's with the tap right at the side of the head.
Oh, boy, I'd like to do that.
Yeah, let's give you a tap on the side of the head.
Just a tap.
Taco Bell's offering a new combo meal option with the launch of the new Chalupa Bell Bundle.
Oh.
You got a Chalupa Supreme, a beefy five-layer burrito, a Cantina soft taco seasoned with nacho fries and nacho cheese sauce, and a medium fountain drink, all for just $9.99.
Those are nacho cheese, man.
Yeah, nacho cheese.
Those are nacho fries.
Chuck loves those fountain drinks. He can often be found face down in Golden Corral.
Yeah.
One
of the three fountains.
I'm not face down anywhere.
Pizza Hut's tomato wine is here to class up pizza night, and the triple threat box is back as well at Pizza Hut. Tomato wine described as a bold, limited edition sip that brings pizza night to a whole new level. Crafted with ripe tomatoes, basil herbs, and a whisper of toasted oak. It's basically your favorite slice in a glass.
No. Oh, swell. That's great.
Quick update if you have a second.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I just told you, the fire department, when they arrive, they tend to block things. Well, the fire department just pulled up outer loop at the Lady Valley. They're now blocking the left-hand lane.
Huh. So there you go. All right. So you were really smart about that then. Is that what you're saying?
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, right away, he made that linkage, Sean. That's so impressive.
Yeah, it is. It's 50 years of experience.
It really is.
And the luxury of cameras.
He knows that big things block things.
Wow. Sort of like some people's mouths.
White Castle is reviving the fan favorite Sloppy Joe combo for a limited time.
Didn't they used to play at the game?
I think they did. $5 Sloppy Joe combo meals are back. It's good. The mac and cheese nibblers, and then you get a Dr. Pepper as well with your Sloppy Joe.
I like Dr. Pepper.
I do, too. I don't drink much soda anymore, but when I do, it's usually a DP.
Yep.
You know? I love those DP commercials for college football. They're great.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yep. So there's a brewery in Baltimore, Peabody Heights Brewery. And it's announcing its ending its partnership with the Buzzy Smashburger business, Fuzzy's, after customers complained about the Fuzzy's founder, who posted a picture, Instagram image of blood-soaked Trump defiantly raising his fist, you know, the fight, fight, fight,
yeah,
following the assassination attempt in July. He put it up on his Instagram, and that led to calls to boycott the brewery.
Mm.
Because of whiny, triggered liberals couldn't take it.
Wow.
So now we have this brewery that is being boycotted, and they've now ended their partnership with Fuzzy's.
Okay.
After that that Trump post. So I think that hopefully somebody else will pick up Fuzzy's,
mm-hmm,
with the Smashburger and boycott them, not boycott them.
Yeah,
we got to reward MAGA Nation. We can't, when these people come after us, we've got to respond in kind.
Tell them to go cry in their beer.
Yeah. Hey, that's a great idea. It's right up there with big things, block things.
It is amazing. The intellect in this guy, Sean, it's just, wow.
It's off the charts, folks.
It really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Seismic.
Seismic, indeed. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. 6:49 is 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, and still to come. Well, I got a couple of clips here I wanted to play about the leftist Democrats refusing to cooperate with Tom Homan and ICE.
Yeah, they are very perturbed about that. Talk Radio 680 WGBN, we are the Morning Drive. Let's start with this one as an example. You have Brandon Johnson. He is the mayor of the city of Chicago. Obviously, there are lots and lots of illegals there. And there are a lot of citizens who've been outraged by, for example, having their elementary schools for their kids closed so they can house illegal aliens there. I mean, it has been an uproar in the city of Broad Shoulders, the Windy City, for quite some time because of Brandon Johnson's policies.
The president-elect, former President Trump, his threat is not just towards new arrivals and undocumented families. We're going to stand up. We're going to protect undocumented individuals.
They're going to protect undocumented individuals.
See, here's the problem. This isn't a threat. It is enforcing the law. Yeah. And I understand, if you Democrats, you don't like the law. I get that. But the only option really is change it. Change the law.
If you don't like the law,
you can't cherry pick which laws that you're going to observe and which laws you're not going to observe. I mean, that's just the way it goes. I mean, these people just don't understand. Of course, Brendan Johnson is a stone cold Marxist anyway. But
of course, you know, this is the Biden example. He has, for the last 4 years, only enforced those laws, particularly around the border and around illegals, that he happens to like, and not those laws he doesn't like.
Yeah, very true.
So they're taking their lead.
Tim Kyle Electric is now expanded to HVAC, and Tim Kyle will bring that same commitment to excellence and dedication and service to your home when it comes to your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning units. And right now, as we get a little bit chilly again, temperatures will be dropping over the weekend as we head towards, we still got a month to go before winter officially arrives, but now's the time to get that heat pump looked at, to get that heat furnace looked at, to make sure it's operating at peak efficiency. I know a lot of people say, hey, it's been working fine. Well, but sometimes, I noticed myself, until I had my heat pump serviced, I was having incredibly high bills, and there was a problem with some kind of switch on the heat pump itself, and Tim Kyle found it, and they were able to repair it, and now I'm saving $50 to $75 a month that I just didn't know. It was working, but it wasn't working efficiently. So that's what you want to do. You spend a little money right now on that maintenance, and it'll save you money in the long run. Call Tim Kyle, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or online timkylecompany.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 till noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
One of the little pieces that's washed up on shore after the shipwreck for the Democrats is a woman named Al Seltzer. I don't know if you remember her name. And Seltzer is going to retire, apparently. She's the one who put out the Iowa poll, and she's now justifying why it was complete and total garbage after touting exactly how accurate she has been. Well, you know, it was nowhere near accurate, and now I think she says, I'm getting out of the polling industry. Yeah. Well, probably a good decision, all things considered. You know, if you can't even be in the ballpark of correct, then you shouldn't say with certainty this is correct. You should hedge it somehow, darling. 6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Hi, we're looking at the wreck now, 795 after Owings Mills Boulevard. Couple of vehicles off to the side, and looks like one might be in the grass area. But nevertheless, the fire department is also rolled up there now, so they're blocking the left-hand lane. So the backup on 795 will go back at least towards Franklin Boulevard. When you get to Owings Mills, you'll need to stay to the right side. The wreck on the Beltway and with the fire department arriving there, outer loop at Delaney Valley Road, and they continue to block the left-hand side. The medic unit just pulled up, so we're still going to be losing the left-hand lane for a while. Two lanes are getting by to the right. The backup starts at Delaney Valley Road. It's all the way back beyond the ramps at Hartford Road. The inner loop is looking at it, so watch your speed coming eastbound from York Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast, scattered showers possible starting this afternoon, 64, the expected high. Right now, 49, partly cloudy in Pasadena and mostly clear, 47 in Columbia. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll take a look at what happened yesterday on the Hill. There was a hearing from FEMA and also on missing children. The latest on your MAGA update, and we have an independent investigator that has uncovered some very disturbing things as a former MIT biologist and scientist has did some gene sequencing on the jab and what they found regarding cancer. It is a real eye-opener. That's at 7:35 this morning. Sheriff Chuck Jenkins is going to join us at 8:35, and he's going to talk about the federales dropping the charges on the machine gun.
Machine gun Jenkins.
Yeah, and again, with we'll find out what's going on with mass deportation as well. So, as we know, in the last couple of week or so, there have been public town halls in Baltimore, Carroll, Frederick counties. And last night at Hereford High School, there was a town meeting held by Delegate Nino Mangione regarding the MPRP project, and that's the power line transmission project that would cut through all three counties and cost millions of dollars and cost a lot of people their properties, their farms, and their homes. You might imagine those folks are really upset, and mostly upset that they've been sold down the river by the governor of the state of Maryland. And here's some of the reaction from the meeting that Nino sponsored last night at Hereford High.
You are tearing up the livelihood of a lot of farmers in Baltimore County, Carroll and Frederick.
I just want you all to know that PSAG really does not care what any of you have to say tonight.
Governor Moore, you are a coward.
And Delegate Mangione also said that, look, you have to have, you know, the governor's got to be upfront about this whole thing. He's kind of hiding under or behind his desk.
The governor needs to get off the fence. He needs to join us in this fight opposing this project. We need his voice of opposition.
So despite being called out, despite some criticism and even some ridicule, being called a coward, The governor's climate plan is still front and center. Here's what he put on X just the other day. Quote, climate action is not just a talking point for us. Since day one, we've invested in making Maryland cleaner and greener for generations to come, including the implementation of the Climate Solutions Now Act and the Maryland Department of the Environment's climate plan, end of quote. Part of that is the closing of coal-fired power plants, leaving us, really thirsting for energy in the state of Maryland. Secondly, he's going to continue with this idea that you're not going to be able to buy a gas-powered car in Maryland. I think it's after, 2035? Mm-hmm. So you got about 10 years to enjoy your gas-powered car options. That doesn't mean you have to give up your gas-powered car, but I'm just wondering where are these gas stations going to go one by one. And they, again, remember the Biden-Harris regime? What, they built 8 charging stations?
Yeah, for a billion?
Yeah. So, again, we're not ready for this.
Remember, why is the government involved in that at all?
Yeah.
At all.
So the governor said it's a very real problem with the process that brought about the MPRP to this point. And he says he has very real questions. He said it's the first time we've seen something like this where we have conversations about eminent domain that are not coming before the state, end of quote. Well, so you mean to tell me that the PSEG and PJM, they can just take people's property? That the state of Maryland
It's only the state of Maryland that can do it, and its agencies, its instrumentalities that allow to do this. This, again, I'm not who's advising Westmoreland. There was a lawyer there last night advising some of the residents about what their options are. Again, you're going to have to fight tooth and nail because you're not getting much help. You won't get any help from Governor Moore. And certainly, of course, I don't think you can get any help from County Executive Olszewski. He's got stars in his eyes in Washington now. I'm not sure about the Carroll County Commissioners. I think they're trying to help. And Frederick County, I'm just not sure what their actions have led to, because you got a Democrat as the county executive there, I think Jennifer Fitzwater. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, it is not an encouraging sign. So we'll see exactly what the results of this meeting that was up at Hereford coming up in just a few. Hey, one of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year, Sean, is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here, and right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Now grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing. This Rescue Black Friday sale is going to run the entire month of November, so shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Or call a Rescue product representative at 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today.
Coming up after 7 o'clock news, the FEMA hearing on the Hill, and the latest from our MAGA update, why they hate Gates and Hegseth.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Pacific Northwest taking a beating from a powerful storm, a bomb cyclone generating high winds and flooding rains. Issaquah, Washington homeowner Wendy Harrington says a storm brought a massive tree crashing down on her house.
It felt explosive, or like there was a bomb going off, breaking glass, the sound of breaking glass. Everything was just very loud. I thought the whole wall was coming down. And then you see the branches and then the glass. There's glass all the way to the back door. I don't know if the roof is okay.
She spoke with ComoNews.com. The ferocious storm has left hundreds of thousands without power. It's blocked many roads with trees, down power lines, and debris. And the storm is blamed for one death. The U.S. sending anti-personnel landmines to Ukraine. It's another about-face for President Biden. He previously rejected the idea out of concern for the safety of Ukraine's civilian population. The change comes quick on the heels of a decision to allow Ukraine to fire long-range American-made missiles into Russian territory. Donald Trump continues to assemble his team, looking to hit the ground running 2 months from today.
The president-elect said he is nominating longtime TV talk show host Dr. Mehmet Oz to lead the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. In a statement, Trump said Oz will cut waste and fraud within the country's most expensive government agency. He also has chosen his transition co-chair, Howard Lutnick, to be Commerce Secretary. Lutnick, who was said to be in the running for Treasury Secretary, is a billionaire who heads the brokerage and investment bank Cantor Fitzgerald. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Los Angeles on its way to becoming a sanctuary city. In the first of two votes, the city council has approved the statute, which the mayor says she supports. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures 81 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 24. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up. Because you could be entitled to significant cash compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens. And now studies have proven a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary award. Call 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. 800-842-6060. Call now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
703 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so all the lanes are open now on the Beltway at Delaney Valley Road on the outer loop. All the equipment has left the scene. Only one vehicle left over on the right side. So we're just now moving traffic again in the last couple of minutes, but we're slow. Tail end of the backup is all the way back beyond the bridge at Putty Hill. If you want to get away from the Beltway, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, even Northern Parkway wouldn't be a bad idea right now. They're still working on the wreck on 795 southbound. Single vehicle off the roadway after Owings Mills Boulevard. You have to squeeze over to the right. The state highway truck is there with the arrow board, and they're forcing traffic to the right side. I would be looking for delay as you're coming south anywhere from Franklin Boulevard and down from Cockeys Mill Road and through that area. So we need to be on the lookout for that delay. And that's going to be there for a while until they pick up this stuff from the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds are here. Rain is on the way. Scattered showers later this afternoon. 64 the high today. Tomorrow, sunny and dry. Cooler, 52. Another chance of more rain. Scattered showers Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has it 52 degrees. In Ellicott City, it's 50 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. City police are investigating a deadly two-vehicle crash in northwest Baltimore. Officers called to West Northern Parkway and Liberty Heights shortly before 9:30 last night found a person who was dead at the scene after being thrown from one of the vehicles. A 41-year-old woman and a 13-year-old girl were also hurt in the crash. They were taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash itself remains under investigation. A 67-year-old man hospitalized after he was shot in northeast Baltimore last evening. Police say the shooting happened in the 6600 block of Hartford Road at around 5:30 p.m. The Baltimore man accused of shooting a coworker along I-95 apparently blamed the victim for a job demotion. That's according to the charging documents in the arrest of Kevin Gross, who is being held at the Howard County Detention Center for attempted murder and assault. And a U.S. Naval Academy graduate facing hate crime charges for allegedly tearing down a pride flag that was displayed outside the Dapper Dog Tattoo Shop in Annapolis. It's 7:05 on WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number 769. Your pick 40848. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front. No managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it. We sell it. You profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
If you want to be the best, you have to beat the best, and that is not something the Ravens are doing right now. They lost to the Chiefs in the opener and now the Steelers. Marlon Humphrey didn't quite realize the depth of the situation.
Man, I did not realize it was 8 of the last 9. I think it's clear, you know, we've really struggled against them.
And what about Lamar? Now 1-4 against the Steelers, 1-4 against the Chiefs. Overall 2-8 against probably the two best teams right now in the AFC. And with Arthur Millette out again, Ravens made a move yesterday, signing veteran defensive back Desmond King to their practice squad. King was released by the Texans last week. The 9-year vet was a first-team All-Pro back in 2018 with the Chargers. Orioles news, as expected, Corbin Burnes and Anthony Santander have rejected the Birds' qualifying offer of $21.05 $25 million. We'll have news about Jorge Mateo at 7:35. And finally, in College Park last night, not sure if Canisius actually got off the bus. Beaten like a drum by Maryland 108-37, the 71-point margin was the second largest in Maryland basketball history. Head coach Kevin Willard emptied the bench.
I think I made a big mistake the other night not playing the bench more. You know, I thought down the stretch we weren't able to get stops against Marquette because I just kept guys out there too long. So
seven players in double digits for the Terps last night, led by Julian Reese. The Baltimore native flipped in 20. Coming up at 7:35, Netflix facing a class action lawsuit over Tyson Paul. And that is Stein on Sports.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Join the conversation, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Love to hear from you via email, themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And here are your top stories coming up this hour.
Later on this hour, well, I'll tell you, there's a significant Democrat pushback on ICE.
We will not be participating in misguided efforts that harm our communities. And I've been incredibly clear about that.
An independent investigator using the work of an MIT biologist, a disturbing discovery on the jab and cancer.
I don't want to get too technical, and I'm not a biologist. You know, when Kevin McKernan gene sequenced the tumor, the colon tumor, a few weeks ago, and matched the genetic sequence to the Pfizer vaccine, it's friggin' over. It's over. I mean, he got him.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Oh, but let's start with this, though. Sean, I've come across something that I think is just kind of fascinating. A lot of people have Ring doorbells. And people walk up to the door, and they'll record something into the Ring doorbell when the people aren't there or aren't answering their phones or answering the door, rather. And so I thought every once in a while we'd kind of dip into the Ring, as it were, and see what we find. Here's an example.
Hi. We've kind of had just nothing but trouble with you guys since you moved in. And I just kind of was thinking, like, ways that you could improve. And honestly, I think the best thing that you could do is move. The market for selling your house right now is super good, and I think you would make a killing if you sold your house. So I think it's just the best choice for you. Honestly, yeah, I just wanted to give you a little tip. I think you should sell your house and move back to you know where. But yeah, just wanted to give you that little tip. Tell your wife I said hi.
Tell your wife hi. Just want to stop by and say, hi, we don't like you. Sell your house. Oh, tell your wife hi.
The very definition of a liberal Karen.
Oh, my God.
It is just, it's Gladys Kravitz on steroids.
It's just amazing. You think about the chutzpah that takes to walk up to somebody's door and put yourself on camera and say, hi, just a little tip for you. We've all been talking. We don't like you. So we think you should sell your house. Okay. So, like, Kenny, put your suggestion where the sun don't shine.
Yeah. But interesting, if those neighbors would walk across the street, if they know who this neighbor is, and leave a message on her Ring doorbell.
Yes.
And say, hey, thanks for the suggestion, but we're not moving. Yes. Why don't you consider
it? Yes.
Well, maybe we suggest you move out of the neighborhood, since it's nothing but trouble now.
So every once in a while, we'll dip into the Ring, as it were. But let's right now dip into what's been happening on the Hill when it comes to FEMA. Dan Criswell, the administrator for FEMA, was on the Hill yesterday being cross-examined by a number of particularly conservative congresspeople, for example, by Jeff Van Drew.
Her allegations, I have not seen any evidence that this is beyond her
specific direction, but we are conducting additional investigations to ensure that this is an isolated incident.
So the truth
is, we will take disciplinary action if there was more than her direction.
The truth is, we don't know yet. It's the culture. It's the culture of what's going on.
Yeah. So in other words, you don't know yet, but you were once again asserting, as they always assert, this is an isolated incident.
This involves a whistleblower, Marnie Washington, that says that they were instructed to pass over Trump supporters, either with Trump flags or Trump signs, for FEMA-directed disaster relief applications and funding.
Yeah, and that comes, she said, that's coming from way higher than my pay grade.
Right. More on that coming up.
713 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Let's go knock on Chuck's door. Good morning, Chuck.
And yet, another new problem on the Beltway. Dump truck and a vehicle involved. Inner loop after Delaney Valley and before Providence Road, where we had the wreck earlier on the outer loop at Delaney Valley Road. We just cleared that. Now this one is here, and it looks like this dump truck just smashed this car into the Jersey wall and into the left-hand lane. So now the backup coming east on the Beltway is going to stretch back towards 83. The outer loop was looking at all this mess earlier. They backed up towards Bel Air Road. Let me just change the camera here and take one quick. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Forget it. The outer loop is backed up, almost back now to I-95. So getting off the Beltway, not a bad idea. Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, even Northern Parkway, they all kind of run parallel to the Beltway. Get the hell out of there and don't worry about that. You're backed up five exits right now on the outer loop. And then the inner loop, let me just see if it's backed up to 83 yet. Almost. Almost. So with this wreck in the left-hand lane, that's going to be there for a while. 795, they're still working on the wreck southbound, left side, after Owings Mills Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast today, scattered showers possible starting this afternoon, a high of 64, widespread rain, even thunderstorms overnight, sunny and dry tomorrow, high of 52. So a cold front bringing this rain and lower temperatures. Right now, sunny, 49 in the city, partly cloudy, and 49 in Pasadena. Time for our MAGA movement update.
Macho, macho man, yeah. I've got to be a macho man. Macho, macho man, yeah. I've got to be a macho.
My fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
Well, we vow to bring you all the MAGA news, good and bad. We start with the bad. Still celebrating from the wave election and the trifecta, there are a number of senators that have forgotten their duties, including Senator J.D. Vance. Vance and Rubio and Cruz and one or two others, I think Bill Hagerty, they were at the SpaceX launch yesterday. Meanwhile, Chuck Schumer was confirming the bottom-of-the-barrel Biden nominees. These are radical, radical left-wing judges that got confirmed because there weren't enough Republicans to defeat them because they're too busy celebrating at Mar-a-Lago or attending Elon Musk's SpaceX launch. Get it together. Here's Mike Davis of the Article 3 Project.
It's very simple. If Senate Republicans show up to work and vote, they can stop Biden's radical lifetime appointed judges. And remember, we're at the bottom of the barrel for these judicial nominees. These are the worst of the worst, the nominees who could not get confirmed. But now that Senate Republicans are taking flights to Mar-a-Lago or wherever the hell they're going, if they want to interview for jobs, do it via Zoom, do it via Skype from your office in Washington, D.C., your only job as a Senate Republican is to show up and vote. You're not required to do anything else. Show up, vote, get your ass to work, show up, vote, stop these radical lifetime appointed judges, right? Your jobs come and go, especially in the Trump administration. You might have a job for 6 months or a year. These guys are going on the federal bench for the rest of their lives if you're not showing up and voting.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis called out those who were absent and allowed Ember Kidd, one of these radical leftists, to make it through the upper chamber. He wrote on X that his confirmation means the people of Florida, Alabama, and Georgia will suffer the consequences. J.D. Vance was when he was approached with, why didn't he show up? He said, I think it's more important to get an FBI director who will dismantle the deep state than it is for Republicans to lose a vote 49-46 rather than 49-45. However, he later backtracked and deleted his post on X, and he showed up yesterday afternoon. They fell asleep. I understand they were in the thrill of victory, but they were also giving us the agony of defeat. So be smarter. Come on, Republicans. This is the reason why Democrats do not want Matt Gaetz to be the attorney general.
And I don't care if it takes every second of our time and every ounce of our energy. We either get this government back on our side or we defund and get rid of, abolish the FBI, CDC, ATF, DOJ, every last one of them, if they do not come to heel.
And this is why the Democrats do not want Kash Patel to become the new FBI director.
Then we need to decrease what I call government creep with personnel. The FBI's footprint has gotten so freaking big. And the biggest problem the FBI has had has come out of its intel shops. I'd break that component out of it. I'd shut down the FBI Hoover building on day one and reopening the next day as a museum of the deep state. And I take the 7,000 employees that work in that building and send them across America to chase down criminals. Go be cops. You're cops. Go be cops. Go chase down murderers and rapists and drug dealers and violent offenders. What do you need 7,000 people there for? Same thing with DOJ. What are all these people doing here? Looking for their next government promotion. Looking for their next fancy government title.
Yeah, he's exactly right. We're hearing from Sundance over Conservative Treehouse. He's saying there's a reported Senate offer on the table. The Senate will give Trump Matt Gaetz. In exchange, we want Mike Rogers at FBI. So they want a swampy, deep state guy. Mike Rogers is a former FBI agent, but he's a deep stater. And so they want to neutralize Matt Gaetz with a Mike Rogers at the FBI. No deal.
Why shouldn't they give you a deal?
No deal. In case you missed it, here was Sylvester Stallone at the American First Policy Institute event at the Mar-a-Lago over the weekend.
We are in the presence of a really mythical character. I love mythology. And this individual does not exist on this planet. Nobody in the world could have pulled off what he pulled off. So I'm in awe. And I'll just say this, and I mean it. When George Washington defended his country, he had no idea that he was going to change the world. Because without him, you could imagine what the world would look like. Guess what? We got the second George Washington. Congratulations!
Sylvester Stallone usually keeps quiet about those kinds of things. You don't normally, but he certainly wanted to speak out then. And finally, a majority of Americans, including a plurality of independents, approve of President Trump's transition performance. Again, 54% approval rating, 2/3 back his plan to cut taxes, a majority support mass deportations, and a plurality support his plans to expand oil and gas drilling and get energy back on track. 61 days to go until Inauguration Day.
And soon we will be a great nation again.
7:21 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I want to tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice, Dr. Laser, Dr. Doroshenko. They've been making my smile great again for years, and they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is called Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. I've been telling you about this for quite some time now. You can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram, Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggletooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you. Or maybe you just want implants or veneers that look normal, look perfect, and not like something from a bad B-movie. You know what I mean. Do what I've had done, and that is have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799. $7,799 and make your smile great again.
A man on injured batter, they are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman, call them any time of the day. 685-5687, call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, traffic and weather on the threes on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
And the Beltway is the big problem now. Northeast side, we started with the wreck 45 minutes ago. Outer loop at Delaney Valley Road, they finally got that out of the way. We started to move traffic. That backed up all the way back past Bel Air Road. Then on the inner loop, the new wreck now is right here. Inner loop before Providence Road. And they're blocking the left-hand lane with the fire department there. And now the backup here in Providence, just checked, goes all the way back to the ramps at I-83. So now 83 South, trying to come over to the inner loop towards York Road, is going to back up. Eventually, that may back up to the JFX. So big delays again on the northeast side of the Beltway. If you want to get off the roadway, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, even Northern Parkway, all of those running parallel to the Beltway to get away from that delay. They're still working on the wreck in the median, southbound 795, right after Owings Mills Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather tells us scattered showers today, possible starting this afternoon, 64 the expected high, widespread rain, even thunderstorms overnight tonight. Right now we're at 49 and partly cloudy in Glen Burnie, and it is 48 in sunny in Middle River. Let's take a phone call here. Michael in New Freedom, PA.
Morning, Michael.
Morning.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
I just have a couple questions. My first question is, if with the mass deportations that Trump is planning to do, which I'm in 100% support of, I'm just curious if these states and cities that are trying to oppose opposition, can they stop him, or can he go in and do this?
They can make it more difficult because there's not a huge federal police force, but there are enough members of ICE that can be focused on area after area to get the job done. Usually in these kinds of circumstances, you would have cooperation with local law authorities. So in towns like Boston or Chicago or elsewhere, where they say, we're not going to help you, then ICE has to go in and do it all by themselves.
Here's what it's going to look like. You're going to have, like, say, why the and maybe just for argument's sake, the NYPD will be ordered not to cooperate with ICE in New York City. So they will not help in any way, shape, or form. But then you'll get a bunch of radical lefty lunatics like this Roginski, who was on the other night on CNN, saying she's going to lay down in front of. So there's going to be civil disobedience and protest. And you're going to, I would say this, any governor, any mayor that interferes in federal law enforcement should also be charged aiding and abetting.
Absolutely. And is there, can Trump threaten federal funding withholding?
Yes.
They don't
sure.
comply?
Yes. That's on the table.
Awesome. And the second question is with these departments that he wants to shut down, that a lot of them should be. And does that have to go through Congress, or
no.
can he, with a stroke of a pen, do that?
Executive branch stands separately. To expand the department or create a new department, that would have to go through Congress because of funding issues. But any president has the right to simply say, we're going to shrink this by 10%, 20%, whatever the case may be, or make it go away altogether.
Right. These as being the head of the executive branch, he has the ability to close wholesale federal agencies. If he wants to keep an agency open and reduce it in size, however, that is going to have to go through Congress, because the process is called impoundment. So basically, they've already appropriated money for that agency, and he'll have to come back and say, well, I'm cutting it by 20%, so we're looking for a 20% reduction in funding. So that's called impoundment. So that would have to go through Congress if he wants to reduce the size of the agency. I think if he wants to just close it down, shut it down wholesale, he's able to do that.
As we understand it, Michael, thanks for your call, buddy. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680, toll-free long distance. It's 1-800-WCBM-680. Up on the Hill yesterday, Deanne Criswell, the head of FEMA. Again, more questions from Jeff Van Drew from New Jersey. And he had some pretty direct questions for her as to some of the things that members of FEMA have had to say, particularly about the GOP.
Do you believe that Trump supporters are vicious dogs?
That was a comment that was not made by me, and I do not believe in that comment, no.
All right, and how about this one?
Do political affiliations with the Republican Party make someone inherently dangerous because they happen to be a Republican, yes or no?
That is not in alignment with our core mission and our values of integrity, compassion, fairness, and respect.
Now, my question is, were the individuals who said that stuff, will they be fired? I mean, or is this simply, we're going to give you lip service here in Congress and say, gosh, I sure don't agree with that, and then go back to business as normal?
Well, she told Chairman Scott Perry yesterday that she has authorized or approved an independent inspector general investigation up the chain of command from Marnie Washington all the way up to her office to see if any individual made those comments or directed them to skip over Trump supporters. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. Tremendous. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sideline, Sean, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and great rates they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you should know that you are not alone. Let me ask you this. If you were able to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell your current home for your dream home? Yeah, I'm going. If you said yes, then listen to me. In today's real estate market, you have options as a home seller that were not available 20 years ago. So why work with somebody who sells your house as if it were two decades ago? Well, work with Vinny Steele. Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed. He is different. He has the buyers, the guarantees, and the technology. The tech is amazing to help you sell your home fast and for the most money. Now, whenever you spend time with Vinny, you will walk away thinking, wow, I just learned something here. He is not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. Call Vinny Steele right now. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515.
Up next, new revelations about the jab that are most disturbing. It's 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Two members of the Baltimore City Board of School Commissioners have resigned. Board Chair Ronald McFadden and Vice Chair Chantel Roberts are stepping down from their roles. The board has now appointed Robert Sally as chair and Ashia Park as vice chair for the rest of the school year. Maryland State Delegate Nina Mangione hosted a town hall regarding the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project last night. He has been an opponent of the 70-mile power line project and that would cut through Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties. And the meeting at Hereford High School included an attorney from Save Our Community to answer questions from residents and help them understand their rights if the project ends up moving forward. Maryland AG Anthony Brown has joined a bipartisan coalition of attorneys general calling on Congress to pass the Kids Online Safety Act. The coalition wants to see the legislation passed before the end of the year, stressing the urgent need to address the crisis of youth mental health and on social media use particularly. In a letter, Brown and more than 30 counterparts are urging Congress to maintain the provision in COSA that guarantees it would not preempt state laws that provide stronger protections. And a Baltimore woman has now pled guilty to witness intimidation in the case of a squeeger who shot and killed Timothy Reynolds in 2022. In court yesterday, 25-year-old Tishwe Tyler admitted to impersonating a representative of Metro Crime Stoppers and sending a threatening text message to a witness. Tyler has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. All time was suspended. She has 5 years of supervised probation. She must also complete an outpatient treatment program for addiction and mental health issues. 7:32 up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Does the idea of writing a will bring to mind a thriller movie about a wealthy, dysfunctional family fighting for a deceased relative's fortune? If you answered yes, you're not alone. Although these movies are entertaining, they sometimes lead to misconceptions about wills and estate planning. The biggest myth is that estate planning is only for the ultra-wealthy. The truth is, it's for everyone. Stouffer Legal is here to help you navigate fact from fiction. Our valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at PlanBaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's PlanBaltimore.com, PlanBaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Lottery numbers, pick 3 was 769, your pick 4 was 0848, and now it's 733, traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
We'll bring you up to date here at Potha Harbor Tunnels. 95 is backed up to Moravia Road, so that's just around the city-county line. 895 is slow right after Pulaski Highway, so both of those right now, 25-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer. All the lanes are open. JFX, city-county line, you're okay. Beltway west side, yeah, the usual stuff, 795 down to Frederick Road. The Beltway on the top side in Towson has had all the problems this morning. We started with the wreck at Delaney Valley Road. That's gone. The new wreck is a dump truck and another vehicle involved. Inner loop before Providence Road. That backup now is all the way back past the ramps at I-83. The outer loop has been looking at it. They got caught up in the first wreck at Delaney Valley Road, and the outer loop is backed up probably now from Bel Air Road back over to 95. So you need to get away from the northeast corner of the Beltway with big delays there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds are here. Rain is on the way. Scattered showers later this afternoon. 64 the high today. Tomorrow, sunny and dry. Cooler, 52. Another chance of more rain. Scattered showers Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Shop early, save big all month long during Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Get a free select tool when you buy a select battery or combo kit because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/7 to 11/20. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, there's a lot to clean up for the Ravens as they put the Steelers in the rearview mirror and look ahead to Monday night. Jim Harbaugh, Justin Herbert, and the L.A. Chargers. What to clean up? Penalties, turnovers, drop passes, missed kicks. You name it, the Ravens do it, and John Harbaugh's got to fix it.
Yeah, it's across the board. It's everything. I mean, the buck stops here. Harry Truman, right? Stops with me. So it's my job to make sure that we're doing the things that we got to do. And we've from a coaching standpoint, from a drill standpoint, from an emphasis standpoint, technique standpoint, and making sure guys understand that, you know, it's not okay. It's not acceptable.
The Harbowl this coming Monday night. Jim against John for the third time. John leads Jim 2-0 in that rivalry. Elsewhere in the NFL, Joe Douglas out as Jets GM. Former Ravens director of scouting Phil Savage is in as interim GM. Corbin Burns and Anthony Santander officially refusing the Orioles' qualifying offer yesterday. The Orioles insist they're still in pursuit of Burns and have a good shot at keeping him. Other pitchers available on the market include Blake Snell and Max Fried. Probably neither of them the Orioles will offer, but second level, Jack Flaherty, Nathan Eovaldi, Nick Pivetta among those. Also, Orioles GM Mike Elias telling reporters yesterday that Jorge Mateo is expected to, quote, have a very full, if not a 162 game, then something close to that season next year. This in the aftermath of the UCL injury last August that Mateo suffered, the impression being Mateo was in the Orioles' plans for 2025 at $3.2 million arbitration salary. NBA news, Russell Westbrook becomes the first player in NBA history to record 200 triple-doubles in a career. And the Celtics stopped the Cavaliers last night in their tracks at the Boston Garden.
Ball control here. Brown with Niang on him. Brown spins. Brown hangs. Brown scores!
Mike Breen with a call on TNT. Jaylen Brown with 17. Jason Tatum, though, with 33. As the Celtics beat the Cavs 120-117, the Cavaliers lose for the first time this year. They are 15-1. College Park last night, Maryland emptied the bench early, which prompted head coach Kevin Willard to say this.
Big mistake the other night, not playing the bench more. You know, I thought
down the stretch, we weren't able to get stops against Marquette because I just kept guys out there too long. So
Canisius did not belong on the same court with Maryland last night, 108-37, the 71-point margin, the second largest in Maryland history. Local college basketball last night, Loyola beaten by Boston College, 82-61. UMBC falls to Hampton University, 78-68. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Netflix taken to court.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This is a completely misplaced lawsuit. Per court documents obtained by TMZ Sports yesterday, an individual named Ronald Blue Denton has filed a class action lawsuit in the state of Florida claiming that Netflix breached its contract by failing to provide a watchable stream of the Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight on Friday evening. Now, anybody who watched it, and we all did, we know that's true. Okay, it was off of the buffering. But they shouldn't be suing Netflix. They should be suing Mike Tyson and Jake Paul for that ridiculous fight.
$60 million.
It's crazy.
$60 million for that.
I mean, well, $60 million for an 8-round fight that bout that wasn't even.
That's Michael Steele's brother-in-law, Mike Tyson.
by the way, the court has responded. They said they'll get the response to them as soon as they finish buffering.
I mean, this thing was a debacle from the beginning. Netflix, by the way, you talk about the $60 million. 108 million people apparently watched it. That's number one. It rivals the Super Bowl. Huh. But the match before that, the Serrano-Taylor women's match, was the highest-watched women's sporting event in history.
Yeah.
And that was quite a match.
And there's money to be made there, so they'll do it again once they get the buffering figured out.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39. So big news here, of course. We know that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been nominated as Health and Human Services Secretary, and so he's going to have a wide range, if confirmed, to help improve and make America healthy again. Joining him over at the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services will be Dr. Oz. He was nominated to that. We still don't have a Surgeon General. We still don't have an FDA director or CDC director as of yet. I'm hearing those will come this week, as well as Treasury. And then we did get a Commerce Secretary and Trade Representative in Howard Lutnick yesterday. But Trump was right. The study shows that countless lives could have been saved with hydroxychloroquine. That has been published in the Brownstone Institute. He was right about that. And again, we were right about the dangers of the jab. There's an independent engineer and investigator, John Bedoin, and he basically is now talking about the evidence linking Pfizer's COVID mRNA jab to cancer is now definitive. Bedoin specifically highlighting work done by the research and development lead of the Human Genome Project at MIT and the medicinal genomics founder Kevin McKiernan, which found the genetic sequencing from Pfizer's COVID injection in a colon cancer tumor.
I don't want to get too technical, and I'm not a biologist. You know, when Kevin McKiernan gene sequenced the tumor, the colon tumor, a few weeks ago, and matched the genetic sequence to the Pfizer vaccine, it's friggin' over. It's over. I mean, he got him.
Now, that other voice is Shannon Joy of the Shannon Joy podcast there. But that is an illuminating moment. The genetic sequence in a colon tumor is exactly the same as the mRNA jab. And how did he figure that out? There was something in this actual genetic sequencing called the SV40 promoter. That's how he found that DNA was contaminated.
Yep. Well, he found DNA contamination in the Pfizer vaccines.
Yep.
This was corroborated by Philip Buchholz down in North Carolina and people in Canada and Europe. It is now known the SV40 is in there. And the SV40 is known to be oncogenic, meaning it causes cancers. I wrote an article. I also found out that it's also cancers in general are angiogenic, meaning they create blood vessels to feed whatever tumor is created as the cancer. But there are two aspects of the turbo cancer. One is the fact that the incidence rate of cancer is higher. There are more cancers in general in people, and there are more cancers in an individual person that are being caused. But a second thing is that they're growing much faster than they ever have.
Yep.
That's different. They haven't seen anything like this before where somebody gets, you've got 5 months to live. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. It's 5 weeks now.
Wow. Yeah. And that's two things. One, they cause cancer. Two, they cause cancer to grow faster than scientists and researchers and doctors have ever seen before. And finally, he says, this is smoking gun proof about the jab.
Kevin proved it. He gene sequenced it. It's from the vaccine. And with the data I have, so lymph node cancer is at 400% of normal in Massachusetts. That's the biggest one. Right. And the other big one is bone marrow cancer. So but blood-forming organs, your lymph nodes and your marrow, they got attacked, and they're dysregulated, and they're producing wacky cells that multiply.
So you cannot hold them civilly liable for this, but you can hold them criminally liable. And we've talked to Dr. Naomi Wolf and others about this, and this is where the next step has to be taken, because as we have reported before, Pfizer, the control group, that's supposed to be they get the placebo shot.
Yes.
90% of them got the jab, the real one. So, folks, we were deceived, bamboozled, hoodwinked, and gaslit once again by Big Pharma. That's why we have to have RFK Jr. confirmed at HHS.
7:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long and around a couple of seconds. However, in around 60 seconds from right now, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Make that happen. 410 WCVM 680 now. Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. JFX said, well, let us get in the act now. The new wreck, southbound, right after the bridge at Ruxton Road. Looks like two vehicles, left-hand lane. Back up now, already back to Ruxton Road. It's going to go back to the Beltway. When you come off the Beltway, when you cross under Ruxton Road, you'll need to be to the center and the left. Fire department knows about it. They're coming in, and I'm sure once they arrive, as usual, they'll block the left-hand lane. There were some minor injuries involved, so we'll keep an eye on that. The wreck on the Beltway just cleared interloop at Providence Road, so we're starting to move traffic east of Delaney Valley Road, but both sides of the Beltway between the JFX 83 Providence Road eastbound and the outer loop westbound are severely backed up from earlier problems in that area. And, of course, we still have our delays with the normal heavy traffic going into both the harbor tunnels. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your batteries, belts, hoses, and antifreeze. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast for your Wednesday. This is hump day. Scattered showers possible starting this afternoon. 64, widespread rain overnight. Cold front moving through. Going to drop temperatures. It'll be sunny, dry, and 52 tomorrow before rain returns on Friday. Right now, partly cloudy, 52 in Stevensville, 48 in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got five Maryland scratch-off lottery tickets, five times the cash. Top prize, $1,000. MDLottery.com for details. Al in Essex is our contestant. Good morning,
Al.
Good morning, guys and gal. How are you?
We're doing fine. Thank you, sir. And would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right. Good luck, Al. Here are your three stories. A professor story. One, a professor specializing in inhuman geography at a British university has declared the subject of geology as racist, claiming it has been unduly influenced by colonization and white colonialists.
Geology?
Geology.
All right.
Story two. The forbidden fruit is missing with the Swedish government as a very peculiar mental condition affecting one minister and causing controversy. The Swedish minister is actually seeking treatment for her phobia of bananas.
Okay.
The government staff has to sweep rooms before the official visits on health reasons.
They don't appeal to her.
Apparently she got a bad bunch.
Never know.
So she's allergic
to
bananas. And story three, the Maryland Department of Environment Secretary is proposing, after her return from the COP29 summit, the world's first tax, or the United States' first tax, that is, on agricultural emissions, including flatulence by livestock. That's right, cow and pig farts could be taxed. The proposal comes after months of negotiations with Governor Moore, his Department of Environment, farmers, industry, trade unions, and environmental groups. Story one, academic claims geology is racist and linked to white supremacy. Story two, Swedish minister has a fear of bananas. And story three, Maryland Department of Environment Secretary wants to tax cow and pig farts in the future. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, again, they are probable in this world that we live in, but I'm going to say number three. I would hope if that were true, that would be part of our news stories here on the show instead of in the game. So I will say three.
And Kristen says story three. Bruce?
Inhuman geology? I'm sorry. That's too weird. It has to be true. Bananas, don't you know? That's also a true story, I suspect. A phobia from bananas. So I'm also going with the number three. Taxing cow farts.
In Maryland.
In Maryland, yeah.
Okay. Chuck?
What about if they came into the sales office? What kind of tax would they pay?
Massive.
Yeah.
Massive.
Three, please.
Chuck goes for three. And Al in Essex.
I'd be stupid if I went for anything else. I'll go with three, too.
All right. We'll reserve comment on that, Al.
Well, I'll trust everybody.
You go with three, too, one.
You'll trust even Chuck?
Especially Kristen. I follow the chief.
So in the level of trust meter, you put Kristen is number top. One. Yep. Who's number two, Al?
Well, number two. I'll go with Chuck on two.
Yeah, Chuck is number two, all right.
Yeah. Isn't he the leader?
Well, we haven't run the numbers lately. But he might be. He might
I
be.
Am.
And Bruce then would be third, yeah. Dead last.
Yeah. Dead last.
Bruce is third. I mean third.
On the trust meter.
Well, yeah, well, Chuck is number two. This went downhill in a hurry.
Yes, it did. Down the hole
this
there.
Is called filling time because it was too easy this morning. Story three is our fake news story of the day. So everybody is a winner, including you. I will put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize. Appreciate you listening and playing the game. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning at 7:45 right here. The old trust meter.
My understanding, by the way, is that actually cow flatulence is a leading cause of destruction of the ozone. I mean, true. It's just, which means, in my view, vegetarians are not doing their job. They have to eat more meat and cut down on the number of cows.
Well.
That should work.
All right.
George, get the honeymoon.
This man does not know how the cattle industry works.
Join me right
he thinks there's a finite amount.
Well, he's an old hoofer himself.
Yes. Joining me right now is Mike Kinnett from ProStatus Financial. He's a financial and tax planner, 5-star wealth management award winner, lots and lots of experience on helping couples prepare for retirement. Good morning, Mike. Good to have you here.
Good morning, sir.
Most of us have done a great job of saving for retirement. The problem is when we go to take the money out, we don't know how to take it out and make it last. Now, for 30 years, we've followed the 4% rule for retirement withdrawals. You think about how much you have, you pull out 4% annually, you should be okay. Mike, does taking out 4% still work for income without you running out of money?
I would argue no. I mean, the guy who kind of came up with that rule of thumb, a guy named Bill Bengen, he's basically said maybe it doesn't work the way I thought it was going to work. In theory, you're supposed to be able to take out 4% and never run out of money. You could adjust every year for inflation. In theory, you would never run out of money. But the reality is that we've seen people trying to follow that rule with the idea that they would never run out of money are running out of money as they get older in life. First and foremost, people don't follow the rule. It's a rule, and then they don't follow it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, from my perspective, if the mindset is you want a guaranteed income stream and 4% is kind of that number, well, buy an annuity for the amount of money that you have to have, the money that you must have, And then you're transferring the risk of running out to an insurance company. And then for all the extras in life, follow the 4% rule for the extras in life with the extra money left over. And that way, in a really bad year like we had in 22, when the markets are down and inflation is crazy, you don't have to worry. Maybe you don't take out as much that year. You don't follow the take out 13 or 14% of your portfolio, because 4% plus 9% inflation, that's an insane way to go to retirement.
Absolutely. Folks, if you are 55 years of age or older and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement, first of all, congratulations. Well job. Job well done. And now do what the wealthy do. Have a written financial plan for retirement that includes a tax plan, a plan to protect and grow your life savings, and a guaranteed income plan. Now, the team at ProStatus Financial can do it all for you, and it's complimentary. Just call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or you'll find them at ProStatusFinancial.com online. Click on the Schedule a Call button on the front page for a 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM 753. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on the JFX is blocking now the center and the left-hand lane. The fire department arrived. Single lane now, southbound, right at Ruxton Road. A couple of vehicles are involved. Fire department is there with the medic unit as well. So that backup now goes back beyond the bridge at Ruxton Road. After that, you're clear down through the city-county line. I don't know why they have it down to one lane, but the northbound side of 795 at Cockeys Mill Road, the lighter side of 795, is a single lane northbound going up to the ramp and the split at 140. I don't know if they're doing some work up in the area or not, but it's a single lane northbound. I think I just heard a wreck on 795 southbound before the Beltway, and I'll check on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Scattered showers possible today, starting this afternoon, at a high around 64. Widespread rain this evening. Tomorrow, dry and sunny, and high should be about 52 degrees. Right now, you have 50 degrees in Dundalk, and Bel Air has 49 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, the political left is in a dizzy tither because they don't know exactly how to handle Tom Homan and ICE and the Trump administration's instruction that, hey, guess what? Let's follow the law. For example, here's Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia from California with a reporter on what to do about criminal aliens.
Do you support people who are here illegally that have committed crimes in the past few years? Do you support them being deported?
I support treating all of God's children with dignity and respect.
Even criminals.
Dignity and respect.
Yeah. All right. Dignity and respect. Will you mind showing up at the trial currently going on for Lake and Riley's murder? And just go ahead and say that in that courtroom, please. I'd just like you to do that, please, Sylvia. Just show up in that trial right now and stand up and ask for the attention of the court and say that. Just see how that goes down.
Look, I think there are a number, I'm not saying in this particular case Sylvia Garcia is, but I think there are a number of people in Congress, people within the administration, the Biden administration, that are compromised, that the cartel has bought off. That they have corrupted, that they own. And I think that's going to be another scope of an investigation. Instead of investigating parents at school board meetings, let's investigate the pedophile ring in Washington. Let's investigate who's owned by the cartels, who's taken dirty blood money, and let's find these 325,000 missing children.
Yeah, it's horrible what has happened. Absolutely terrible, horrible. But then you ask the powers that be in various areas of the left as to what are they going to do when ICE shows up in their town, in their state. How are they going to handle that? From Arizona first, you have Katie Hobbs.
We will not be participating in misguided efforts that harm our communities. And I've been incredibly clear about that.
What the hell does that mean? Misguided efforts that harm our communities. Would that not include the efforts of the illegals who are committing crimes in Arizona?
Well, it's Arizona. The newly elected Senator Ruben Gallego, a retired Marine, is out there echoing those very sentiments. It's the reason why Kerry Lake had to be stopped. And that's the reason why they found two words, Maricopa County, that for first for governor and then for senator, because she was going to stop the flow of sex trafficking, drug trafficking, human trafficking, and there are people making big money off of this.
Yeah, big money, or they wouldn't do it. Then you move to Massachusetts. First, the governor of Massachusetts, Maura Healey, with a reporter saying, hey, Gov, tell me, when ICE shows up here in Massachusetts, in the Commonwealth, what you gonna do?
If the Trump administration requests it, would the Massachusetts State Police assist in mass deportations?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. She is not going to assist. Absolutely not. But then a little finer focus from Massachusetts right down to Boston. And you're the mayor of Boston. Her name is Michelle Wu.
What we can do is make sure that we are doing our part to protect our residents in every possible way, that we are not cooperating with those efforts that actually threaten the safety of everyone by causing widespread fear and having large-scale economic impact.
Now, you think about this, Sean. This is a very deliberate use of words. We're going to protect our residents, not our citizens, not those individuals who are peacefully living here, our residents. That includes, apparently, illegal residents.
Well, but also include resident aliens who are here legally.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, look, to me, I don't know how you say anything like that in name of protecting the public and use public safety and not cooperate with getting illegal alien gangbangers and rapists and murderers and gun traffickers off the streets.
No. Among the conversations they had, by the way, down in Mar-a-Lago with Mika and Joe, of the folks from the Morning Mika over on MSNBC, they apparently talked some about the border and about what to do about illegal aliens coming across the border. Al Sharpton said they did a good job doing this. And we should note, by the way, that Julie Rosinski, who is a Democrat pollster and advocate, came out and said, Joe and Mika, they went right to Zod. I had to look up that reference. That's from a 1978 movie from Superman, the original Superman movie. I'm not sure, see something a little more current, like Thanos next time around. Just a thought. So, if your roof is leaking, do you have damage from a storm, have leaks, lost shingles, gutters, downspouts? You may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. They'll also work with your insurance company, by the way. Wallace Roofing, in business now for over 92 years. They've been at this for a while, folks. They're your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. Now, getting a roof repaired or replaced, that's something that most homeowners dread. And when it happens, it's important to get not just the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on those materials as well. Wallace Roofing, privately owned, 0% financing is available. If your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing right now, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700, MHIC number is 1563.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Serious questions raised about allegations of political bias in FEMA. Reports of ignoring storm victims who openly supported Donald Trump with yard signs, flags, and such. The agency's chief grilled at a congressional hearing.
On Capitol Hill, Deanne Criswell says a critical function in hurricane relief efforts is to go door to door to tell people what resources are available. In one recent case,
this employee wrote to about 11 staff members under her supervision that they should, quote, avoid homes advertised Trump, end quote.
Criswell says that employee has been fired. She does not believe this is part of any widespread cultural problem at FEMA and welcomes an investigation.
Our goal is to help all people.
A different team was sent into the field to contact all the homes that were skipped over at the employee's direction. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Powers out to more than 630,000 utility customers across Northern California, parts of Oregon, Washington State. It's a powerful bomb cyclone. hammers the Pacific Northwest. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine's capital closed amid fears of a Russian airstrike.
The precautionary step comes after Russian officials promised a response to President Joe Biden's decision to let Ukraine strike targets on Russian soil with U.S.-made weapons, a move that has angered the Kremlin. The embassy adds its closure and attack warning have been issued in the context of ongoing Russian missile and drone attacks on Kyiv and is anticipating a quick return to regular operations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
American anti-personnel landmines will be going to Ukraine after President Biden gave the go-ahead, reversing his previous opposition to the move. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 127 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 47 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you.
I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
I'm sure you give just any customer your personal
company
contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
803 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
Wreck on the JFX is now on the shoulder. Fire department has left the area, but the state police are still there. They're in the median right after Ruxton Road, so we're moving traffic again now, thankfully, towards the city-county line. Never really recovered the belt. We had a lot of problems early this morning on the Towson side. Outer loop early at Delaney Valley, then the inner loop at Providence. That's all still backed up. The inner loop is slow through Pikesville. The west side is the normal delay from 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. And both the tunnels, yep, we're backed up all the way back through the city-county line. From there, all the lanes are going into the tunnels, but it takes about 30 to 35 minutes from that back end of the backup there all the way through the tunnels and eventually on the southbound side. One quick check just to make sure we're okay. 95 Russell Street, 395. 95 is heavy going southbound towards Washington Boulevard and then eventually out to the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds are here. Rain is on the way. Scattered showers later this afternoon. 64 the high today. Tomorrow, sunny and dry. Cooler, 52. Another chance of more rain. Scattered showers Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Not a great morning outside. I'm going to have sprinkles pretty much throughout the entire day. Right now, Edgewater has 52 degrees. Reisterstown right now, you're looking at 46 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This news being brought to you by Cosmetic This news is being brought to you by Dr. Ed Laser, Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. Beg your pardon. Swallowed the wrong pipe. Baltimore woman has pled guilty to witness intimidation in the case of a squeegee teen who shot and killed Timothy Reynolds in 2022. In court yesterday, 25-year-old Tishwe Tyler admitted to impersonating a representative of Metro Crime Stoppers and sending a threatening text message to a witness. Baltimore police investigate deadly two-car crash vehicle that took place in northwest Baltimore yesterday. Officers called to the West Northern Parkway in Liberty Heights shortly after 9:30 last night. Found a person dead at the scene after being thrown from one of the vehicles. 41-year-old woman and a 13-year-old girl also hurt in the crash. They were taken to a hospital, non-life-threatening injuries. A 67-year-old man hospitalized after he was shot in northeast Baltimore last evening. Police say the shooting happened at the 6600 block of Hartford Road at about 5:30 p.m. And the Baltimore man accused of shooting a co-worker along I-95 apparently blamed the victim for a job demotion. It's 8:06 on WCBM. WCBM's Stein on Sports is next.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple of years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And so now the Ravens, fresh off their best defensive performance of the season, turn their attention to the L.A. Chargers. And don't sleep on them, because right now the Chargers are in the fifth position in the AFC race for the playoffs. The Ravens are sixth, and the Broncos are seventh. There is no other team behind Denver that is above 500 in the American Football Conference. As far as the Chargers are concerned, they apparently have a huge affinity for their running back, J.K. Dobbins. He may not be the king, but Dobbins has been a difference maker for L.A. and was serenaded in the Chargers locker room after their big win over Cincinnati this past Sunday night. And apparently not a bad runner. The former Raven was 726 yards this season, including the game-winning 29-yard touchdown run with just seconds to play. Orioles news, Corbin Burnes and Anthony Santander officially refusing the Orioles' qualifying offer yesterday. The Orioles insist they're still in pursuit of Burnes and have a good shot at keeping him. Maryland played the Little Sisters of the Poor last night, otherwise known as the Canisius Griffins. 108-37 the final, the second-largest margin of victory in Terps basketball history. It's a tune-up, I suppose, for Villanova. This Sunday at 1 o'clock, that game will be played at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. The Wildcats beat up on Penn last night themselves. 93-49 was the final in Philly. Coming up at 8:35, Father Knows Best. And that is Stein on Sports.
Join us for the Boomy Temple Shriners Festival of Trees, December 5th through the 8th at their shrine in Rosedale at 5050 King Avenue. 40 decorated trees will be raffled off to help keep the lights on. This family-friendly event will feature over 20 vendors, a train garden, face painting, children's crafts, plus local school choirs, bands, and breakfast with Santa on Saturday and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Get more info at boomyshriner.org. This message is made possible by the Minuteman Press Rosedale. Take WCB wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is our third hour here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up in this hour, Sheriff Chuck Jenkins of Frederick County going to join us to talk about the recent decision that they dropped charges, federales, dropped charges against Sheriff Chuck Jenkins on the machine gun story. And, of course, the latest on mass deportations. We'll get to that coming up shortly. But the spotlight continues to shine on Mayor Scott's Safe Streets program. In the past, Safe Streets has been found to be harboring criminals. Mm-hmm. And they hire criminals, convicted criminals, felons, and allegedly who've turned their lives around to be violence disruptors. They really did a good job at the Brooklyn Days Massacre, did they not? And, of course, Black Gorilla Family has been known to stash drugs, guns, etc. in some of the Safe Streets locations. Mackenzie Frost, the excellent investigative reporter, Fox 45, has done a great job following and trying to get some some transparency with Safe Streets, but she keeps running into a roadblock. That roadblock is Mayor Scott. Now, the Office of Inspector General of the City of Baltimore has a report on the investigation of the Safe Streets program showing two problems, two major problems with MONSEE, the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement. One is that they may have used fictitious names to submit to the Board of Estimates for Safe Streets positions, one of those being Allen Iverson, the professional basketball player. Altogether, up to 26 names have been identified, may not be valid. The investigation could not find any relevant records to support the existence of nine employees' names. The OIG turned the information over to law enforcement for potential further investigation. Here's the Inspector General Isabel Cumming. Did any of these fake names actually get paid?
They don't actually get the money till they submit invoices, till they submit payroll. Now, those we went through with a fine-tooth comb as well, and those persons were real.
So the money that was attached to these fictitious names did end up going to real employees?
Correct.
So the question then is, why are you using fictitious names to pay real employees? Well, the idea is they want to keep those names from the public. So
why?
That's a great question. Why? Well, we know they have a history of hiring convicted felons. Is it? We know that Vinnie Schiraldi hired a convicted murderer to reform the Department of Juvenile Services. So how bad are these convicted felons that are running the Safe Streets programs? Is that the reason why they're using fake names? But and look, and that wouldn't that be fraud if you are using a person's fake name to solicit money, either city or state or perhaps even federal tax dollars being used, and you're not using the person's real name? Is that not a form of fraud?
Look, even if you're an undercover cop, your tax material comes to your real name. And if you're soliciting for the local sheriff's department, I mean, assuming that you're actually a local sheriff and not simply somebody pulling a scam, you actually have to have that affiliation out there that you're a member of the local, local sheriff's department.
Yeah.
If they have people who have fake names and say, now we want some more of your money to give to these fake names, sorry, to me, that doesn't pass the smell test.
Well, the mayor told Fox 45, quote, personnel changes were made to include termination and changes in employment responsibilities, and that one person at MONSEE has been fired as a result of the fake names scandal, but they won't name the person fired for the fake names. All the transparency in this Scott administration, it really is just, it stinks to high heaven.
Wow, it's rough lead to Chuck Whitaker, isn't it? Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Drag me into this, you punk.
I certainly did not mean it that way, Chuck.
Of course not, Chuck.
Oh, I don't care whether you did or not.
He was winking at
me. I got a job to do. Here. I'm not even listening to you guys.
He was winking at me the entire time, Chuck.
Sure he was.
Yeah. You know him.
Because you're his subordinate.
Oh, okay, fine.
Okay.
We're back to that.
We're finding out some of the other fake names. Harry Butt, Seymour Heine, Ivana Tinkle. Just a few.
I got a couple, but we can't use them. I wish we could, because they will knock you down if I told you.
Here's Ingrown Toenail with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Pete Daly. Yes, the outer loop is still backed up before Bel Air Road there. We had earlier problems in Towson. Just really messed us up this morning. So the outer loop is still slow. It's probably even across from 95. So 95 still over to Providence Road. The inner loop is starting to recover. The wreck earlier was at Providence Road. So that got a little bit better coming over from 83. But again, they're slowing right here at Delaney Valley Road. So they could be still looking at a combination of the accident and even some bright sunshine as you come around towards Providence Road. And then the west side, that's the normal delay from 795 down to Frederick Road. There was an accident. They found another one, 795 near Owings Mills Boulevard, off to the side, northbound 795. Whatever they're doing, they have it down to one lane at Cockeys Mill Road up to the ramp at 140. Single lane to the left on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic. and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Weather Channel forecast for this Wednesday. Scattered showers expected later this afternoon. 64 widespread rain tonight. And a thunderstorm could come in as a cold front will lower temperatures by tomorrow. It'll be sunny, dry, and 52 with maybe some rain again on Friday. Right now, 51 and sunny in Severn. And it is 51 in Parkville. Coming up next, which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV? Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:16 on a Wednesday morning, hump day morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, we've got to find out which lefty has lost it rather completely, so let's head to the clowns, head to the clown car, head to the big top. Please enter, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters, makes a series of left turns, comes to a full stop, and here, esteemed journalist of the political left. Wow. It's hard to kind of put that concept with what this woman's about to say. Here's Jennifer Rubin on how Democrats should characterize the political right.
How about this? Republicans want to kill your kids. It's actually true. If you're going to oppose vaccinations, if you're going to stop breakthrough medical research, if you're going to allow minors and all sorts of people to get semi-automatic weapons, which they use to shoot up schools, well, then you are responsible for kids' health and death.
You know, that may sell on the Upper East Side in New York City. It sure as hell doesn't sell in the suburbs of Baltimore, I can tell you that. Jennifer Rubin, yes, esteemed columnist, who thinks that the rational thing for the Democrats to do is to characterize the Republicans as wanting to kill your children. I'm going to walk away from that for just a moment because I don't want to get into a long rant about the difference between that characterization and the number of abortions that take place every year in this country. But so, Jennifer, just going to let you ponder that. Now, right now, get your butt out of here.
Now, you may want to walk away from it, but I certainly don't. This is a party. It's the party of death. And the party of death makes their number one issue the killing of babies in the womb. That's every election cycle, Bruce. We get that. It's all about abortion. And again, that is the sacrament of the left. Pardon the expression. So for her to get up there and say that Republicans want to kill your kids, no, Republicans, they want to make sure your children can thrive, A, make it safely into this world, and then thrive once they are in it. Who's the party that is mutilating children with transgender surgeries? That is a Democrat party that's doing that. And in effect, that's a way to kill the kids. You know what the suicide rate is for those that have had these mutilations? It's higher than the average teenager suicide rate. Yeah. So let's talk about the party of death, this culture of death that is being reigned out. Now, it's horrific anytime there's a school shooter. But who are the ones that advocate putting psychotropic drugs in schools and cooking these children's brains? We've seen ever since Columbine.
Yeah.
So, again, let's have an honest conversation, shall we? About which party is actually responsible for the death of more children. And I'm not going to sit there and take it from some idiot like this. Isn't she a faux Republican or something, Jennifer Rubin?
I think once upon a time she was. I think now she's just a columnist. I mean, that's just who she is. You know.
All right, so a call here from Jamie in Cadenceville. Jamie, good morning.
Yeah, it's funny because I was listening on the radio in the Nanny Bloomberg channel, they're just calling Oz a TV doctor. Well, I'll just give you some information. Harvard educated, University of Penn, and that's the school that Biden made famous for giving Chinese secrets. He's a cardiothoracic surgeon. He did his residency at Case Western. He graduated magna cum laude. And these clowns call him a TV doctor. This is how horrible this country is when they listen to the media and those channels that say people aren't real. So I say Dr. Oz is quite real, but that clown Rachel Levine, that pervert that's a guy in girl's clothes, he's not real. He's not a real anything.
Bingo.
So that's all I got to say.
Well, the other is that once you have wandered off the Oprah Winfrey plantation, That would be Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil. The media has its, they sharpen their talons and they come for you. But that's a great point. Jamie, thanks again for the call. Thanks for listening. More on the fictitious names and hundreds of thousands of dollars that were spent, and we don't know where it was spent, in the Safe Streets programs, in the program, rather. Rescue Healthline is on each and every Sunday morning here with yours truly. And this week I'm on with Dr. Jeffrey Shapiro. We're going to be talking about a number of issues as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday, how you can maintain your health, and of course a lot of people overdo it around the holiday period, removing that period, so there's a way you can actually lose weight during the holidays. We'll talk about that, but right now the Black Friday sale continues to go on each all the way through the end of the month, so we're here for another 10 days. You can save 40, 50, up to 80% off your favorite Rescue Natural supplements. And again, best advice I'd give you, go online, res-q.com, look to see, you know, and the price is already marked down there. So look to see, make a list, make it your favorite. This is the best sale of the year, best opportunity for you to save a ton of money, and you can get free shipping on orders of $75 or more. You can earn and cash in your Rescue Rewards points as well during the Black Friday November sale for the entire month of November. So call, no coupon code needed, 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483.
Milestones are important moments in all of our lives that bring our family together or at times test their strength. What milestones are you celebrating this year? Are you a new grandparent, recently married, newly retired? Whatever goals you've achieved, now's the time to protect them. Stouffer Legal is here to help ensure you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our valuable estate planning insights can help protect and preserve what's most important to you. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives. We look forward to hearing from you and learning more about your family's story. Learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at PlanBaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's PlanBaltimore.com. PlanBaltimore.com or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Our unofficial Choose Your Fake News statistician and observer, Alan, has given us updated standings for the Choose Your Fake News contest. Callers are number one with a winning percentage of 667. Among the panel, Chuck is first at 657.
Mm-hmm.
Krista nipping at his heels at .625. Bruce, you're bringing up the rear at this point.
Yep. Well, that's October 1 through through November 20.
Oh, so you want the annual?
No, I want just the November numbers.
Oh, it's you right want the November
that.
Numbers?
Right. Yeah, you're the November numbers right below that.
Okay.
Which show that Chuck is in second place. No, check that. Chuck is in third place.
Yeah, Kristen is first.
Kristen
for November,
is first. Yeah.
Then Bruce, then Chuck.
Yeah. So here he is, third place, Johnson, traffic and weather on the threes.
Fake news, once again. It's a cumulative number. We don't go monthly, I don't think.
Unless it suits your purpose.
If you do, you can blow it right out of your ear hole. I cleaned that up.
Yeah. Yes, you did. Thank you.
Mr. Casey, I take care of it.
That's one less letter or email I now have to respond to.
Listen, send them to me. I'll respond.
Oh, sure you
I'll
will.
Even go and see them face to face. It doesn't make any difference. The westbound side of 50, you know, we had all these problems on the Beltway. Haven't had a lot of chances to come back down here through Annapolis. There was an accident apparently near or just on the Severn River Bridge. It backed us up, and we're looking at the bridge here backing up. It looks like it's clear now going over to Roe Boulevard, but the backup is westbound, not quite back to Whitehall Road. So it's there long enough to back us up beyond the ramp here at Ritchie Highway, and it's pretty solid there. I don't think the wreck is before Ritchie Highway, but it's really congested right here from Whitehall Road over to the ramp at Route 2. So that's the reason for the backup coming through Annapolis. We do have delays, of course, continuing with all that heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather Channel says scattered showers possible starting this afternoon. 64, widespread rain tonight. Going to drop temperatures for tomorrow. Sunny and dry for you Thursday, 52. And right now it's sunny, 51 in Dundalk, 51 in Severn. Back to the scandal of safe streets. We'll get your calls and comments here in just a second. But, again, one of the things that was addressed with Mackenzie Frost in this with the Inspector General Isabel Cumming is, remember Shante Jackson? She was the director of Monzi?
Yes, yeah.
She abruptly resigned. Mm-hmm. And so great question by Mackenzie asking Isabel Cumming, did this have anything to do with Shante Jackson's departure?
Do you believe that she knew what was happening with these names?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Is that why she left City Hall?
I don't know. That I don't know. But I think it was well known with everybody that they were just putting in what they call placeholders. So, and they wanted to move the money as quickly as possible.
The other part of this investigation and a performance audit provided a spotlight on Maryland is the first since Monzi has been added to the list of city agencies subject to biennial auditing. The auditor found that Monzi reimbursed their employees regardless of no activities. There was nothing that they we don't know why they were being paid. They dished out $257,000 over the course of nearly 3 years without validating the daily activities of their employees.
Amazing.
In addition, Monzi was made three duplicate payments to organizations administering safe street sites in fiscal years 23 and 24. These duplicate payments total nearly $300,000. So $500,000 gone out of city tax dollars, and not sure why or how or where this money went. Mayor Scott was asked about this just the other day.
I want to be very clear that there is no evidence of financial mismanagement. We firmly maintain that they handled these contracts, which was entirely unacceptable, and the issue has been addressed with the Monzi staff responsible directly. But we maintain that there was no financial mismanagement.
Has anyone lost their job or been disciplined for that?
Yes, someone was relieved of their duties from Monzi as a result.
Okay, one person, really? I think the whole kit and caboodle is probably, a rotting fish stinks from the head down. I think that's what we have here. I give Mackenzie credit. She tried to curveball her way in to get the names one more time.
And is this why the city refuses to turn over the names of the Safe Streets workers?
I think that this is apples and oranges, Mackenzie. That's a great try. Again, the city, the employees that do the Safe Streets work, they are not employees of the city. I can't tell you guys enough that I cannot legally give out someone else's employees' information.
The city funds the program, though. You could put it in the contracts that the organizations do release the names.
I think that, Mackenzie, I'm not a lawyer. You're not a lawyer. But there are protections for people and organizations that would go over top of any contract like that. And again, we are not going to be releasing the names of people that don't work for us, especially people who do things that a lot of folks just wouldn't do. And that's put themselves at risk.
Okay, wait a minute now. Who funds Monzi? Who does?
Yeah, it comes from the, the money from the board.
So this one-off then.
Right.
Because we hired an outside group. We're not going to give you any information about the outside group. And the outside group now gets away with stonewalling bull hockey.
Yeah, well, I have some more thoughts on that, and we'll have to share those coming up a little bit later on. But right now I want to tell you about if you're a homeowner 62 years of age or older, I want to share something that could help you achieve what you already want, more financial freedom. Less stress. Many of us feeling the weight of monthly expenses like mortgage payments, credit card debt, rising cost of everyday living. You can leave little room for the life that you deserve, but your home, your biggest investment, could be the key to creating your freedom. My friend Mark McVeary of Reverse Mortgage Answers has spent over 30 years helping homeowners just like you use a federally insured reverse mortgage, take control of your finances, and enjoy more comfortable retirements. You can help pay off credit card debt, eliminate monthly mortgage payments, free up cash for the things you need or want, like traveling or helping family or just enjoying life. Stay in your home and reduce financial stress. Mark understands this is a big decision, and his goal is to give you your clear answers to your questions with no pressure. He's here to help you find the best solution. Call Mark, 410-788-7070 to learn more. That's 410-788-7070. Take this first step toward creating the life you've worked so hard for. You deserve it. Again, 410-788-7070. Sheriff Chuck Jenkins is up next right now. News headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. 67-year-old man is hospitalized after being shot in Northeast Baltimore yesterday evening. Police say the shooting happened in the 6600 block of Harford Road at about 5:30 p.m. Victim suffered a gunshot wound to the leg. He was taken to a hospital in stable condition. There's no word on a suspect or a motive. Baltimore man accused of shooting a co-worker along I-95 apparently blamed the victim for a job demotion. That's according to charging documents in the arrest of Kevin Gross, who's being held at the Howard County Detention Center for attempted murder and assault. U.S. Naval Academy graduate facing hate crime charges for allegedly tearing down a pride flag that was displayed outside the Dapper Dog Tattoo Shop in Annapolis. The owner of the shop posted video from a security camera, and an employee at a nearby restaurant recognized the suspect and called police. Benjamin Michael of Dallas, Texas, was in Annapolis last weekend for the Navy football game. He is being charged with a hate crime and destruction of property. Two members of the Baltimore City Board of School Commissioners have resigned. Both Board Chair Ronald McFadden and Vice Chair Chantel Roberts have stepped down from their roles. Maryland State Delegate Nino Mangione hosted a town hall regarding the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project Tuesday night. Mangione has been an opponent of the 70-mile power line project that would cut through Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties. And the meeting at Hereford High School included an attorney from Save Our Community to answer questions from residents and help them to understand their rights if the project ends up moving forward. It's 8:32 on WCBM. WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes is next.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty and Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert. I always say, why work with just any agent when you can work with the very best? Vinny, we've been doing this for about 8 years now.
Yeah, Sean, time flies, and the real estate industry has certainly changed. We started our company because our name is our promise. Sellers get only one chance to sell their home right, and making the wrong decision can cost you thousands.
So tell me about the special you're running until the end of the year.
Yeah, Sean, you know that we want to provide our customers with certainty. So from today until the end of the year, we will guarantee to sell your home at 101% of your price, or I'll pay you the difference. Most real estate companies will promise to sell your home. We guarantee it.
Vinny will guarantee to sell your home for 101% of your price, or he'll pay you the difference. Call or text his office today at 410-709-7515 for your written guarantee. 410-709-7515 and start backing.
Pick 3 Lottery, 769, pick 40848. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes once again. Chuck Whitaker.
There's still some slowing approaching the area of the Severn River Bridge. Apparently in the last half an hour or so, there was a minor wreck there. We're moving all three lanes again after Ritchie Highway, but we're backed up, not quite back to Whitehall Road, but slow as you're coming up to the ramps at Ritchie Highway. It's moving on the opposite side as you're moving over into Parole, and then it's not too bad. The morning backup coming into Annapolis from the north, Millersville into Gambrills and Odenton, that normal delay at I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds are here. Rain is on the way. Scattered showers later this afternoon. 64 the high today. Tomorrow, sunny and dry. Cooler, 52. Another chance of more rain. Scattered showers Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lowe's knows you want to get even more value for the holidays. That's why as a MyLowe's Rewards member, you get new member deals every week on holiday decor, tools, and more. Programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. The Ravens still trying to figure out the underperformance this year of Justin Tucker, at this point kicking at the worst success rate of his career. Question was posed to John Harbaugh the other day, and it was an interesting one. Would it be helpful to have an outside voice chime in on the situation?
He's going to get it figured out. We have coaches. We have technique. We look at the tape. He's practicing well. He's got to kick it straight.
Right now, easier said than done, though. Of all kickers who have played in the majority of their team's games, only the Bengals' Evan McPherson and the Browns' Dustin Hopkins are worse. Interestingly enough, they're all in the AFC North. Ironically, the Steelers' Chris Boswell, also in the North, is number one in the league at 29 for 30. The famous line in A League of Their Own goes like this.
No. And you know why?
No.
Because there's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball. No crying.
And, of course, that was Tom Hanks berating one of his players for a bonehead play. Well, apparently I bring it up because there's no crying in college basketball either. Canisius drilled by Maryland last night in College Park, 108-37. Julian Reese led seven players in double digits with 20 points. Put the name of Juju Watkins on your basketball radar. The USC women's basketball star reached the 1,000-point scoring milestone faster than NCAA all-time scorer Caitlin Clark. It took Clark 40 games to get there. Watkins did it in 38. The all-time record is 37. And one other note from college basketball. Over the weekend, a father-son matchup is in Rick Pitino versus his son, Richie Pitino. St. John's hosting New Mexico at Madison Square Garden. The father knew best, 85-71. Dad is 3-1 all-time in Pitino family matters. The kicker, though, was the crowd at Madison Square Garden serenading the son, Richie Pitino, with the chant, "Who's your daddy?" as they exited the court. And finally, the national signing period for NCAA men's and women's lacrosse is underway. And some prominent Baltimore-area lacrosse players have committed. Among those signing their national letters of intent with Johns Hopkins, Nick Kaufman, the long stick midfielder for St. Mary's, and Jack Webb, the goalkeeper for Loyola Blakefield. Penn State announcing that Matt Beachley from DeMatha Catholic has signed, one of the best players in the D.C. area. On the women's side, James Madison announcing three from Baltimore, Cameron Kaufman from Bryn Mawr, Grace Marchetti, I wonder if she is related, from John Carroll, and Lily Peak from NDP. And that, my friends, is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock on our Newsmaker hotline is Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, who for the last year and a half has survived a legal and political assassination attempt. Recently, the feds announced they were dropping charges against Sheriff Jenkins. It was charged by U.S. Attorney Eric Barron. The allegation was he used his position as sheriff to improperly help a gun store owner acquire machine guns to rent to the public by signing letters that the Frederick County Sheriff's Office wanted to see a demonstration of the guns, which was false. Sheriff, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good to see that you've been exonerated.
Good morning to both of you. Thank you for having me.
That's our pleasure. Why do you think you were targeted in this indictment?
Well, I'm not sure how it all came about or that I was initially targeted, but at some point in the investigation, when I think the ATF realized that the letters were allegedly being sent to the gun dealer and over a period of time, which the letters were all approved along the way by ATF, once I was developed as being a part of this so-called conspiracy, then I think when they realized there was really nothing there, then I really believe I became a target, because I go back to what I stand for in Frederick County and my positions on illegal immigration and opposition to sanctuary state and sanctuary city bills. Every Democrat, every elected Democrat in this state, in the legislature, in the Senate, county executive positions, they want me out of office because of what I stand for. So at that point, I think it turned into me being a political target, because they knew all along there was no evidence of a crime.
Wow. All right. So apparently the idea that you would, as a law enforcement officer, actually have access to weapons was something they were horrified by.
Well, it wasn't so much having access to weapons, because as an agency, we do possess, and our SWAT team does carry automatic weapons. The issue was the letters. The letters, which I did request demonstrations, and with the intent of having demonstrations, and the very simple truth was, the local gun dealer never picked up the phone and said, "Hey, Sheriff, the guns are here, let's go to the range." And over the course of time, ATF, which I think is a regulatory agency, should have said, picked up the phone and said, "Hey, Sheriff, have you had the demonstrations?" And we could have cleaned it up then and there. There would never have been an issue.
Yeah, so the ATFE, which, again, under the Biden administration, so it could certainly have been a political targeting, but they were accused, or they thought you were what, getting kickbacks, that you were getting money from the gun shop? Is that what they were alleging?
That's correct, yes, sir. So apparently it's going on across the country. And listen, I don't know facts of other cases, but apparently there are other cases where sheriffs or police chiefs in other jurisdictions had been using these law letters to allow gun dealers to get certain automatic weapons, and they were, in fact, getting kickbacks. Listen, I'm not that guy. I'm not that sheriff. I was very simply wanted to see the demonstrations because you think about some of the acts of violence over the years in this country, the automatic weapons that the ATF allows on the street. You look at the Orlando nightclub. You look at the Las Vegas shootings. You look at the San Bernardino attacks. You look at the North Hollywood bank robberies as far back as the late 80s. They are all involved automatic weapons that the ATF allows out there on the street. So I want to see what my people are up against.
Yeah, and see exactly what you're going to need in order to counteract what the bad guys have illegally while they're committing crimes. Would you feel otherwise, that your guys would have the potential of being badly outgunned?
Absolutely. It happens a lot. I mean, I tell you, going back, that's the reason, you know, I purchased a Bearcat for the agency back in 2016-17, and I did that because after the San Bernardino attacks, I talked with Sheriff McMahon personally at a conference, and the only way to stop that attack with automatic weapons was the use of an armored vehicle. So consequently, I went out a short time later, ordered an armored vehicle, and again, it's for protection of the public and my people.
Seems sensible.
Yeah. So, again, as part of this indictment and investigation, you took a leave of absence, although you never resigned. But they, you know, they took your service, a firearm, away from you. And I can't imagine the feeling of vindication that you have now, that once these first the gun shop owner, those charges were dismissed. And then after his, it was only a matter of time, right?
Yeah, so 587 days. So let me talk about the leave of absence. I took a very brief leave of absence on my own voluntarily to take a step back and figure out what this was all about and basically to deflect the attention of the issue off the men and women on the street. I thought it was the right thing. I came back to work a short time later. I've been working ever since. Been walking around this county in a uniform for the most part with no gun. Now, no one was ever concerned about my safety and well-being, and I've been the target of death threats over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Sheriff Jenkins is with us here for another segment, and we're going to start to delve into the mass deportations and how that might work and look here in the state of Maryland and in Frederick County as well, here on The Morning Drive.
8:43 right now, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the ace of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
There's another problem on the Beltway interloop between the JFX and Greenspring. It looks to me like it could be a broken down vehicle, but they're saying it's report of an accident left center lane interloop after Greenspring. So when you get there, if you're taking the ramp to the JFX, you're good. Otherwise, you need to be in the right or the left-hand lane. Nobody there yet, sitting there with the flashers on in a bad spot. No protection. Tractor trailers are right up behind it, so you really can't see it. Adding to that delay, already from Pikesville, headed to the JFX eastbound on that area of 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather Channel says the scattered showers later today, 64 for the high. Right now it is sunny and 52 in the city, 53 in Annapolis. On our newsmaker hotline from Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins. We have heard now from President Trump. He is the president-elect. Tom Holman, who is a lifelong Border Patrol agent and is the new border czar. I know you know both. And I know that you have had a commitment to uphold the law, the immigration laws of the United States, since you've been wearing the badge. So the big question here, Sheriff, is with these mass deportations that that if the feds come in with ICE and so on and so forth, and they're going to want to conduct mass deportations involving your county, what is your role going to be?
Well, I'm going to cooperate with ICE, as I have for 16 years now, within the law, fully within the law. And listen, the president has a mandate. There's a mission. It's a necessary mission to remove. Number one, it's going to be the criminal element, the criminal gangs, the people that already have deportation warrants hanging over their heads. So it's going to take a long time, and that's going to be step one. And the president's made that pretty clear. I fully support his efforts. I do know Mr. Homan very well. And listen, we're on board here in Frederick County. There's a lot of different strategies, and I think you have to do it surgically, but I think it can be done.
All right. Well, you say it can be done. What if there's pushback from state officials?
That I have the authority in Frederick County as the sheriff, and I've been working with ICE for 16-plus years now. It's been a very effective program. Frederick County, I will stand until the end of time. We are a safer county because of what we've been doing with ICE to keep the criminal aliens out of Frederick County.
Sheriff, if there were an official, I don't care what their party is, if there was any kind of elected official that would interfere in law enforcement and this immigration deportation, would they face charges? What would happen to them?
I'm not sure it's going to go down that road here locally. I do know that the elected authorities in Frederick County, as the county executive, the county council, is opposed to anything I do. But, again, they can't stand in the way, and I don't think they go as far as to break the law. It's as simple as us working with ICE, cooperating, turning the criminals over from our jail. I would actually like to see, and I think Mr. Homan's talked about it, standing up the task force model again. If he does so, I'm in. That's where it is.
Okay, Sheriff, I want to make sure I understand the reporting relationship. To whom do you report?
I report to roughly 300,000 citizens of Frederick County. I don't report to another elected official. I am the, again, by constitution, an autonomous elected official, a state elected official, so they cannot interfere in my authority.
So, in other words, if you had an edict come down from the county council saying, don't do what you're about to do, you could, in very polite words, and I'm sure these would not be the words you would use, but in very polite words, you could say, stuff it.
Pretty much, in a nutshell, yeah. And again, politically here in Frederick County, I kind of stand alone in this. I've stood alone. I've fought. I've argued against sanctuary state bills, which, again, made me a target, I think, eventually, of the whole indictment. I think it was to get me out of office.
Sheriff, we've heard a lot about the Tren de Aragua gang, TDA as they're known, that they have, they're just about in every part of Tennessee. They started in Aurora, Colorado. They are spreading like a cancer. Is there any evidence the TDA is operating here in Maryland?
To my knowledge, yes. So in Maryland, yes, I do know for a fact, or at least I have strong indications that it exists in Prince George's County, Montgomery County. It's not yet in Frederick County. But I would like to see President Trump and Mr. Homan basically designate transnational criminal gangs as terrorist organizations, because that is, in fact, what they are.
And what powers then, what capabilities do you get by designating them as such?
Well, then I believe you can expand the authorities of ICE, federal law enforcement, and probably even the military. Now, I'm not an attorney. I don't know for a fact. But I believe if they're designated a terrorist organization, that then you can involve the military. That would be my...
Well, there's been some discussion by President Trump by declaring a national emergency that the National Guard would then be able to utilize, not in a law enforcement capacity, but in infrastructure, transportation, things of that nature. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, pretty much. Logistical support, transportation, all your support duties that law enforcement would need. Yeah, that would be the military role, not actual law enforcement. But, you know, I've said all along, and what we do here in Frederick County, we are a force multiplier for ICE. ICE doesn't have the manpower, the resources to do it alone. This is going to take a collective effort of local law enforcement across this country, every sheriff to stand up and do the right thing and say, you know what, we need to fix the problem, clean up our streets, clean up our cities, and let's deal with this issue that's been left undealt with now for decades.
Final question for you, if I might, Sheriff, and that is, once you snag yourself an illegal criminal, how long can you keep that individual, and how fast does ICE have to be to come and get him or her?
So for us, because we're involved in the 287G program, we got a great relationship with ICE. They come in right away and remove the individuals. For the most part, by law, an agency can hold up to 48 hours. But again, our situation here, a great relationship, very expedient. ICE comes in pretty quickly, removes them. But again, I think you're talking something completely different if there's a mass roundup of criminals. That's an entirely different situation. ICE is going to need bed space to house these people until they can put them in removal.
Finally, Sheriff, do you think President Trump should fire U.S. Attorney Eric Barron?
Yes.
All right, there he is. The man traffics in the truth. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, Frederick County, glad to see you. It's been a long trials and tribulations, but glad to see that you've been fully vindicated, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir. Have
Thanks,
a great
sir. Day. Appreciate it. 850 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers, with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Just look at how small California is compared to the rest of the world. Everything they're doing for climate change is a waste of time and money. That's what they need to realize. Thus far, we spent trillions of dollars on climate change, and thus far, things have only supposedly gotten worse. Why are we spending our money if it's not working? That's generally how it goes. Right? Right. Because it was all a scam to begin with.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up right after the top of the hour, Kim Klasick, live right here, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Kim is back. Doing great, too. 853 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the broken down vehicle is out of the center lane on the inner loop after Green Spring State Highway got there. Move the vehicle out of the way. In the meantime, I'm not so sure that there might not be another problem between there and the JFX, because the speeds are not really good so far getting over to the JFX. So it might just be another issue right before we get down the hill to the ramp at the JFX and eventually over towards 83. We're still slow on the Parkville side, down the west side. That's all still there. And our backups at both the Harvard tunnels still in the range of at least 25-minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says we're expecting scattered showers later today, 64, widespread rain, even thunderstorms overnight. Cold front coming through, dropping temperatures tomorrow. Sunny, dry, and 52. Right now, we're at 52 and sunny in Forest Hill, 52 in Pasadena. And just found another fake name here on the list for Safe Streets. Someone named Healthy Holly. I wonder who that might be. Kim Klasick live coming up
It never ends, right? It never ends. Of course, as we're going to talk about to start the show, is this OID report and Safe Streets. Mm-hmm. Look, I understand what they were trying to do, right? Because they want to make sure they can fill those spots and have the salary come in when that person arrives. I get that. But why are we doing this way, right? I mean, the BOE, are they not checking things out? Are the auditors not really checking things through and then they say it's okay? I'm just so confused on why we're not doing things the proper way. And it reminds me of the Johnny Osheski story with the Philip Terabasi situation mm-hmm. when they changed the name to Philip Doe at the public records. That is illegal. You cannot do that. Why are we still doing things that are so corrupt?
Yeah, and one would wonder is who thought it would be a good idea or scheme that you set up the Safe Streets program under Monzi, but you don't have the city supervise it. You pawn it off into private contractors, LifeBridge and yeah. Catholic Charities.
Right.
So you don't have to be transparent. You don't have to give names. It's sort of your kind of personal police force, if you will, or workforce.
Yeah, completely unaccountable. You have no idea who the employees
are. And you don't have to be transparent. Yeah. You just can hide behind that. And so it really is ingenious when you think about it as far as...
The star chamber, though, man.
Yeah, I agree. You
know.
But,
yeah, whenever they ask Mayor Brandon Scott a question, he seems to know the answers to it, so he's very much involved. You know, it's just
well, he may know the answers, Kim, but he's not going to tell you them
exactly. But he knows what's going on there, so it's like he.
Do you think that's why Shantae left so abruptly?
I do believe that. I do, and I thought it was interesting because we're going to talk about the Fox 45 report. Mackenzie Frost did a great job with that interview, but she asked the OIG about, Isabel Cumming is her name, but asked her about Shantae Jackson and why she might have left, and if she knew about these name changes, and Isabel Cumming said she absolutely knew. So, again, it is illegal to change names in the public record after all
these names. It's fraudulent.
Yeah. It is. It is. And I'm glad.
Do you know if they got any federal dollars? Because I thought I remember that they were using some federal money.
From the ARPA fund?
From the ARPA fund.
Yes.
So if they're using federal dollars and they're committing fraud.
Yeah. That's a federal crime.
Then a Matt Gaetz DOJ
right.
might be interested.
Yeah.
Here's another name. It's just mini gift cards. Apparently, gift cards is an old name here in Baltimore. It's mini gift cards.
Yes. Well, we're going to talk about that. Also, when it comes to Marjorie Taylor Greene, you just mentioned Matt Gaetz. She's saying now, bring it on or bring nothing. She said, look, if you want to expose Matt Gaetz's Ethics Committee report, we're going to expose everyone.
Bingo.
And yeah. that slush fund book has been sitting there for quite some time. We've known about it. So it'll be interesting what they say to her on that one. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene also making news because she says if she sees a trans person in the bathroom there with her in Capitol Hill, she's going to fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? She's got guns, too.
My money is on Marjorie Taylor
she's
Greene.
She's got some serious guns.
I think she'd have given Jake Paul a better fight than Mike Tyson.
Yeah. I mean, every once in a while, she'll post something where she's been working out. You think, damn.
Yeah.
This woman has guns.
No, I would never test her. So we're going to talk about all that more.
Well, you got
up.
These little tiny arms.
Like my little guns, you guys.
Kim Klasick Live coming up next right here on the Morning Drive. Jim in Parkville, last word of the day.
Morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir.
I just had a comment about the power lines that they've been mm-hmm. talking about, Carroll, Baltimore, and Frederick. Up in Cumberland, back in the late 90s, they built a power plant, AES, I think it was called, right outside of Cumberland. They went aerial, which is above ground, with the power lines to a point along CSX property. Then it went underground, under that giant rail yard up there, under the south end of Cumberland, and then it went back aerial up the side of the mountain to connect to the existing grid. So my thought was, I wonder why it's never been mentioned they could do that. Interstate 70 runs through Frederick, Carroll, Howard, and Baltimore.
Right.
They could go underground right along the highway at State Highway Administration.
Yeah. In the median.
You know, that's an interesting thought because that land is already owned by the state. That's an Interstate 70, so the feds would be involved in that as well. But that's an interesting proposal.
Yeah, you have easements on both sides. You have a median in between.
But would the construction work then create a traffic nightmare?
And keep a truck busy.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting thought. Jim, thanks so much for the call,
Jim.
And thanks for the wonderful idea. Appreciate that. Here. And don't forget the Best of the Morning Drive available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook page. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Interestingly enough, we have Linda McMahon has been named as nominated as Secretary of Education, so apparently there is going to be a Department of Education, at least to begin with.
Yeah.
Because remember, the recommendations of DOGE, won't be known until, I guess, the end of 26, of July 4th of 2026. But interesting, Ludnick yesterday gets nominated for Commerce Secretary and Trade Representative. So I'm wondering if there's a little bit of consolidation going on there.
Yeah. You would think, because they have been standalone jobs up until then.
Yeah.
And the question was, would Ludnick get it or the other guy? I can't remember the other guy's name.
Bessent.
Bessent,
Scott Bessent, yeah, for Treasury. All right, Kim's next. We'll back tomorrow morning at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.